and Wingman will refund your money. Visit wingmanbeer.com.au to see where we've landed, and if you can't find us at your local, call us on 1300 45 BEER. Take the Wingman Challenge today. Now also available online with Dan Murphy's. Enjoy responsibly.
Racing HQ, brought to you by TAB's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance. Be sure, insure with HQ. Visit hqinsurance.com.au.
Yes, just gone 8 o'clock here on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Thoroughbred Central. Happy to be with you on such an historic day for the Australian Turf Club, for Racing New South Wales and the Iron Jack brand of the Golden Eagle today. It'll be race 7 at 4:15. After that, the Red Zell. Before the Golden Eagle, it's the new running of the Rosehill Gold Cup. And, of course, we're going to be previewing it in this hour with Ron Duffacy, Simon Denopoulos and the TAB's Glenn Munsey. But first up, as normal, Mark Van Gestel, the Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, mate. Pumped for an exciting day. The smoke haze certainly is nowhere as bad as what it's been the last couple of days, which is fantastic. Behemoth, pass fit to run this morning.
Yes, I went and had a look at the horse this morning, Andrew, and certainly it was much improved than it has been over the last few days. So it was given the tick to start today.
That's fantastic for all concerned around the South Australian four-year-old. All right, what have you found for us?
Starting in race 6, Andrew, the Gold Cup, a couple of mentioned the Emperor's Way, Randwick on the 19th of October, finished 5th behind Cascadian, but just had off a clear running in the straight between the 400 metres and the 150 metres and certainly should have finished closer. Also, number 13, Morton's Fork, the Moonee Valley Stewards reported there 25th of October, was quite badly held up also between the 400 metres and the 150 metres, only beaten two lengths there when it finished third. Take it to the Golden Eagle, race 7, number 2 Classic Legend, was certainly the unlucky runner out of the Everest, never really got clear running until about the 100 metre mark, only beaten 2.5 lengths by Get Behind Yes 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 when finishing 6, and certainly one that should have finished closer in that race. And a couple out of race 8, Andrew, the Red Zell, Pia Rada was another unlucky runner out of the Everest on the 19th of October, finished 5th, but it had difficulty obtaining clear running between the 350 metres and the 200 metres, and its final 200 metres of the event was very good in the circumstances. And also number 7, Brave Song, from Everest Day on the 19th of October in the Sydney Stakes, finished 4th behind Deprive, 8th behind Deprive, I should say, but between the 350 metres and the 200 metres, and again, over the final 100 metres couldn't be tested, and it's one that certainly also should have finished closer than what it did.
Okay, so there's a couple certainly in those latter races today, the Red Zell in particular. All right, Mark, I hope it's quieter than last Saturday, and it's a successful one for all concerned.
Yeah, let's hope so. Thanks, Andrew.
And I should ask you, Mark, just on Glenn Boss, the appeal hearing is going ahead for Monday?
Yeah, it's scheduled for 9:30 on Monday, so it's an appeal, as we've indicated, on severity. So at this stage, we haven't heard any difference, so we'll be there ready to go.
Understand. All right. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. I posed that question with the news yesterday that Joe Moreira is the definite rider for Constantinople in the Melbourne Cup on Tuesday. Here at Rose Hill in the van, we're joined by Ron Duffacy and, of course, our very own from TAB, Glenn Munsey. Morning to you, Muns.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ronnie. What about Mick's Bakery here? It's like doing the form on an unraced 2-year-old. I had to go through the barrier trials and whether they trialled or not and what were the markings on them. It was like being an old clocker at the track.
Yeah,
you had to work out whether it was a round with a breadcrumb or a cornflake or a square.
But after all that, we appreciate
it. Oh, do we? What? Yes. The first 6 I had were beautiful. I just really hope the last couple I've got my name on out there.
I've got, they presented them in boxes.
Oh, I think that's the lasagna pie.
Lasagna pie.
No, that's the vegan, non-genetically modified, gluten-free halal pie.
But I'm going to nibble on that for the next 4 hours.
They're actually on sale here at the races.
Yes, they are. By the way, here at Rose Hill, just a little bit of hand irrigation going on at the moment with water. They're just mindful of the wind picking up, and also with the high temperatures, it's going to be low 30s out here in the west. They're just watering some areas by hand that they just want to make sure the leaf is going to be okay. So that's just happening at about the 200 metre mark.
The people that are sitting in the stand, the grass.
No, but they're only doing little areas.
Or the Irish in town or something.
It's a day for the western suburbs. It's their day, and to help us, Duff, Glenn Munsey, and Simon Donopoulos. Good morning, Simon, from Racing and Sports.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. Morning, Ronnie. Morning, Muns. Look, one of my favourite days of the year by far. Kicks off what is a great week of racing. And, look, it's a bit of a slog as a punter. You got today and then obviously back up on the Cup Oaks Day and then Stakes Day. So looking forward to it today. The Golden Eagle, obviously a key highlight. And hopefully Shadow Hero can get the chocolates in the Derby.
It's not a slog, it's a challenge.
Yeah, but I tell you what, gee, Simon's embraced Golden Eagle, though. We've never had one before, and it's his favourite race day already.
We are really looking forward to it all unfolding, the Golden Eagle coinciding with Flemington. But let's help our listeners into some winners today here at the Gardens. Beginning at 12:05, the members' gates at 10:30, general admission 10:45. Take us through the first.
Yeah, the first is the Power Access. Here, this is a benchmark 72 over 1400 metres. We start with a scratching in Pandana. I'll give you the deductions at the end here. Rule the World's our first runner. Blinkers on, $4.20. Betcha Flying's out, as Ronnie told you earlier, running at Flemington on Tuesday. Ferretti is the $2.60 favourite here. Grand Piano or Piano at $8.50. Merino, a scratch from Melbourne to run here at 12. Special Snap at $6.50. Atlantic King, scratch from the Highway to run here at 26. Auto Craddock is a $21 chance. Elvezio with the winkers on and the blinkers come off at $71. IndyCar is a $5.50 chance and scratch the bottom two. Not a great deal separating Ferretti and IndyCar here. Of course, we spoke on Formline on Thursday night. IndyCar went up as much as $23. Already this morning, post-scratching, $7 into $5.50. And Tommy did give it a nice little wrap there. Ferretti in the same period of time has been $2.50 out to $2.60. It's the second pick, and the third pick is a long way away. Rule the World, who's got a twist out, 4 out to 4.20 so far this morning.
Okay, and in this first race with that horse, IndyCar, Anthony Cummings said the other morning to me, stakes race next time at Newcastle. So the stable have got a good opinion. What about the pace here in the first?
Yeah, I think it looks to be solid. Rule the World led at both starts during its maiden prep off the speed in trials, but the blinkers go on for the first time here. He didn't sport the blinkers in the trials, so interesting to see how he jumps from that inside draw. Ferretti on the quick backup won't be too far away. Atlantic King looks to press forward, and Merino also ridden positively last start to good success. So I think there's good pressure up front here, Ron.
I had a feeling that Ferretti might be, it might be time to go to the front on him instead of trying to teach him to settle, but I see all the speed stewards' maps and everything have his stable mate leading there, so I'll cop that, unless I hear any different. Look, this is one race I do not have any idea in, really. I could go down the page here. I was tipping, obviously, Betcha Flying, but I must say left, with Merino here. Just needs a little bit to go right in the first couple hundred metres. I like what he did at Warwick Farm. Like, they'd been riding him back, and he was good behind Edison there. And then at Warwick Farm, I thought he showed a bit of ticker from the front, rallying, responding, looking a horse at a lead-up, 1,400 at home, and you're getting odds. I think he'll run a race. Ferretti, everyone's sick of him, but except for the marketplace. They like him again today, and I think this is a lot easier than the Crowley, there's no doubt. So 1,400 is a big, big issue for him. But sometimes these speed horses, when you get to 1,400, they relax a lot better than chasing him up in a sprint. 11 IndyCar, no knock. The price is gone now. It's rock bottom, considering it's only a Saturday maiden at Newcastle. And he's $5.50 in a race like this. But I must say it was stylish. And Grand Piano's been hitting the line well and has got a chance. The other horse I could consider here, Atlantic King, $20-something, did I hear? $26. That's an improving horse, that. And Autocratic, forget it went round at Kembla. Its trial was a winning trial for a race like this, if you can trust him. 6-4, 11-5.
Yeah, was pretty keen on Betcha Flying. Obviously goes round on Tuesday in the last, so wide open. I've left with Rule the World. I think he's a promising type, 2 from 2, and he did beat Betcha Flying prior to a break, so that ties in well here. Blinker's gone for the first time. I think he leads from that inside draw. I think he can prove hard to get past. Stablemate Ferretti, look, I was strongly against him last weekend. I didn't think he'd measure up in that better company, and I thought I was wrong at the turn. He pushed Diamond Thunder out of the way, and I thought he was going to go under with it, but just sort of peaked on his run there. But certainly well placed back in this grade. They find Nash from a good draw. Wouldn't be surprised to see him go on with it today. Grand Piano's racing well. Good winner 2 back, and then found the line well last start. Expect him to run well. And Special Snap wouldn't be jumping off her. She did start favourite last start, and you're getting better around $10 about her today. So don't be surprised to see her run well, but there's plenty of other chances in this race. But I'll lean to Rule the World here. My number's 2, 4, 5 and 7.
Darren Flindell, he likes the car, the Indy car number 11, to beat 5 and 4. 11, 5 and 4 at this stage for Darren Flindell, and also number 2, Rule the World. 11, 5, 4 and 2 in race number 1.
The deductions there, Andrew. Yep. Pendano is 4 cents a win and 5 cents a place. Betcha Flying out this morning, 14 cents a win and 12 cents a place. Cavalmo out the other day, 6 and 7. And Quintessa, who's been a little trim up on Tuesday on the Kenzo track already. 2 cent the win and 1 cent the place.
So much happening around today. Don't forget, if you're coming trackside and enjoying it, the Punters Podium is back today with our Sky Racing form analysts, particularly Brad Davidson and Mark Olmos, working together indoors adjacent to the old bookies ring. $10 in, you can put as much as you want to put in there, and the boys will take you through the afternoon. So the Punters Podium back today at Rose Hill. Glenn?
Bring back memories for you, Ronnie. You remember? You ran the, it wasn't called the Punters Club. It might have been Tab something, but you could deposit money at Tab branches all around New South Wales.
Right.
Ronnie's having 100,000 on things.
First day, they put this on. The bosses from the Tab rang me on the Saturday morning. I said, geez, well, we're thinking this might get to 60,000. Are you okay with that? And I said, oh, geez, I'll have to be. You know, mm-hmm. We've promoted this thing all the way through. We got to the races, closed off after race 2. 360,000 was in the ball.
Open the shoulders.
Can you remember? Did you win?
I think that's the day I had 100,000 on the last at 5-1, or $5 on Mamsel Padrill. It was the greatest slaughter of all time.
Ran $1.38.
No, I got in there.
Who wrote it?
Oh, I don't know. It was Ronnie Quinton, I think. Yeah. No, wouldn't have been. No, I don't know who it was. I don't want to slam anyone.
No, you have anyway.
I haven't forgotten that.
If we can find out that jockey, we'll realise that Ron's never tipping to win a race. Anyway, it's on today. The Punters Podium adjacent to the goal.
They'll be still betting the last in Perth there with Mark there.
What do you mean the last in Perth? They'll be going all night.
They're betting races 4-8 at Rose Hill. And I said to Brad Davidson last night, I said, now, Brad, how do you feel investing other people's money? And he's going, oh. And I said, and Brad Gray said to me, he said, there's people at home, stocking up on rotten fruit. And poor Brad Davis, his eyes are spinning around in his head. He doesn't know what he's in for here. It's the worst job running a punter because you're investing other people's money.
Yeah, and they get filthy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
anyway,
they all want
good
to
luck
win.
To them today. Come out and enjoy it. The
be good fun. Be good fun watching him sweat anyway.
Righto, race 2.
He's growing a mo for Movember. Well, I think he is,
who?
Brad Davidson.
Who? Brad?
Oh, yeah, I said he looked like Ricky. Cross between Ricky Ricardo and, a bloke had just drawn a texter mark.
So. Righto, let's get cracking here with the Tab Highway. You've got new people listening to us today, and they're thinking, who are these people are on here talking about it? The Tab Highway, please.
Wait till the third of those pies kicks in. Right, today's is a Class 3 event over 1,200 metres. We've got Kudamar with the cross nose band on, and the winkers off is a $7 chance. Luna Mia, saved for next week, I thought Paul Massara said.
Yep.
15 cents to win and 8 cents to place a deduction there. Pauldron is a $15 chance. Then we go to Zardoro at $6, makes it equal favourite at that price. Equal balances out, 2 cents a win and 1 cent the place. Gumshoe, Sammy Clinton will only claim a kilo and a half here, 56 at $8.50. Rhyming Puppet with the nose roll on and the tongue tie on at $23. Cat Gully Red is a $23 chance. Acquittal, $6 equal favourite. Plonker at $6.50. Art of Dance with the tongue tie off and the near side bubble checker off, it is a $23 chance. Fair Dinkum is an $8 pop. Hard Merchandise at $15. Fernley with the blinkers off at $16. Gem Dealer at $21. Heavenly Thunder out, 2 cents a win and nothing the place. Magic Town, $71. There is no other, out no deduction. Upper House is a $23 pop. And Atlantic King running in the first, the deduction there. Actually, Upper House now 21, not 23. And Atlantic King out the deduction there, 7 cents a win and 8 cents a place. Big field. Let's go back and see what is the best supported runner. We've got to go back to Zardoro, then Kudamar and Plonker. They're the top three.
Fernley's drawn well here to lead.
Yeah, looks to hold from that inside draw. Plenty of speed in the highway this week, as we get most weeks, but they're looked in abundance today. Kudamain, Rhyming Puppet, Art of Dance, they're all drawn wide. They look to come across. Hard Merchandise also has speed from the inside, and then there's plenty drawn in the middle that can press forward. So going to be very hotly contested early, Ron.
Yeah, I agree with that. This is tough now that the good thing's scratched.
Oh, tell me about it.
Yeah. How do you put up 440 that? Fair thinking. You knew it was going to be
they're
scratched.
They're teasing it.
Yeah, they're teasing it.
I knew it wasn't running.
Yeah. Look, I'm left with Fair Dinkum here. I know it's an awkward draw for an on-speed runner, but I can see him, you know, closer than midfield, three deep with colour, ready to peel at the speedsters there, first on the scene. I think she'll... he'll run well at odds here, well, at the $8. I think the danger could well be Plonker. I know a lot's got to go right. I want to be just totally forgiving for that last run. He was showing really good promise, but he was off the track pulling his head off there first up, so, and he backed up too quickly. So he's the big improver, Plonker. For Zardoro, well, he's just Mr. Reliable in these highways. He just sits off them, has last look at them, and runs well. And Kudamar, another horror draw, but obviously there's five scratchings now, makes it a little bit easier. Probably got a better form than most. 12, 10, 4, 1.
Yeah, wide open. This is very, very tricky. I'm giving Plonker another chance. Just had no luck last start, caught wide. Happy to forgive there. His win prior, Port Macquarie, is a sure price favourite. Was very, very good. He wasn't entitled to win there, and he did. So he's a lightly raced horse, only had the six starts. Just needs a touch of luck, but if he can get it back to follow, there looks to be plenty of speed here. And if he gets the brakes for Jason, I think he can be in the finish. Number three, Pauldron. Just want to give him a chance here first up. I know he's better over further, but given the high-pressure event, I'd imagine the 1,200 will suit here. I think he can sprint well fresh. His best figures certainly measure up. Number four, Zardoro. Didn't have the best of luck, as is the case most of the time with backmarkers, but certainly is more than capable. Have we seen him perform well and win these highways previously, so has to be respected second up, along with Gumshoe, another who's more than capable and can improve here. But yeah, wide open. I'll give Plonker another chance. My numbers 10, 3, 4 and 6.
Darren Flindell going Zardoro here, number 4 on top, to beat 112 and 9. 4, 112 and 9 from Darren, telling us it is a wide open tab highway with a totally different set of numbers. Race 3, Glenn, the Tui's 150th birthday.
Yeah, imagine knocking, you know, half a dozen of them off with the pie, mixed pies. It'd be a good start of the morning, wouldn't it?
It would be.
Oh, would it what? Because in
particularly the way you're acting with just the pies.
And Lion, of course, Tui's, Lion. They're the makers of Iron Jack,
yep.
And the 150th birthday for the Tui's Foundation here. This is a benchmark 88 over 1,500 metres, and we start with Asterius here as a $3.70 chance. Turnberry is at $11. Then we go to Aqua Divina with the earmuffs pre-race only. She's a $10 chance. Strome at $7.50. Musharab came out last night, 24 cents a win and 16 cents a place. Thy Kingdom Come, Nash can ride one over at 56, $3.20, and favourite at that price. Sir Pippin at 5, Mr. Reckless at 23, and Superstar Bob is a $7 chance. Well, now with the scratching of Musharab, most popular runner here becomes Asterius, 370, and Around about a quarter of what's been invested on him has come this morning at that $3.70. Second pick is the favourite in Thy Kingdom Come, who's got a twist in already this morning, 350 into 320.
Is there much pace for the 1,500?
Doesn't look to be, certainly with the scratching of the favourite, Musha Reb here. I think Thy Kingdom Come and Turnberry, they look to be the most prominent early, I would imagine. Superstar Bob won't want to give away that inside draw. And the favourite runner, Asterius, I'd just imagine they go back from their draw, Ron.
Yeah, I'd say so. That's his pattern there. And, I'm thrown out here again with even not just the way the race shape's changes here with Masharib's scratching, but thinking he was the bet of the day. So I think you have to come back to Asterius here. He's usually a big lifter second up. You saw him second up 1,500 here last preparation, where he just put four lengths on Gresham there, looking amazing. So if he can show half that improvement, he's hard to beat here. I'm wary of his stablemate Sir Pippin, but didn't get a bigger push as I wanted to hear from Charlie this morning, so I have to rethink that one. I'm convinced Superstar Bob's ready to win the right race, and I was thinking, well, is this the right race? And then you look at the map, third, the fence, not a strong race. He's got a good chance today, Superstar Bob. And I thought Aqua Divina run well the other day, and she played up as she can do at the barriers there, and so keep an eye on the yard. Look, no knock on Thy Kingdom Come, how this has unfolded. And I was interested, but Charlie was thinking Mr. Reckless had run well this morning. Big odds. 1, 7, 9, and 3.
Yeah, don't often like tipping backmarkers in what looks to be a slowly run affair, but I found it hard to get away from Mysterious. I was with you, Ronnie, as well, the scratching there. So second up last prep, he bolted in this course and distance, this grade. He is up 3.5 kilos on that win, but his first up run was very, very good behind Grey Worm. That looks the right form. J-Mac takes over. I think if he gets him going early enough, I think he can certainly be hard to hold out. The danger, Thy Kingdom Come, the one query for me, he's had one win from 9 starts at Rose Hill. Don't like to read into that too much, but I think it is fairly significant for a horse of his talent. So he can run well, certainly measures up off his last start, but that is the one chink for me. Strome, I think, will improve sharply second up. She's more than capable in this grade. And number 7, Sir Pippin, I think, can run a cheeky race fresh, certainly on his best form. But I think Mysterious, J-Mac probably have to get going a bit early on him in the back. He could lose sight of the bunny, but I think it'll be hard to hold out. My numbers 1, 6, 4 and 7.
Yeah, Darren Flindell with you guys. Asterius number 1 to beat 4, 2 and 6. 1, 4, 2 and 6 for Darren in race number 3. Don't forget with the tab today, the bonus bet offer is there if you're in a venue like here at Rose Hill or in a tab agency. If your horse runs 2nd through to 5th in any of today's races here and Flemington, you'll get that bonus bet back up to $50. If you're not in a venue, it's on races 1 to 6, and if it's your horse runs second and third.
Yeah, yep. So, and well, you know, you may not back a winner today. Hopefully, you do.
Yeah.
But, and then you've got those bonus bets to use Cup Day, Tuesday, because you've got to turn them over within a week.
A few days. Yeah.
So it gives you it's a free kick in a way. Yep. You've done your money today, but you've still got a second chance. That's the best way to describe
Righto.
It.
Righto. So if you're coming out to Rose Hill, out into the western suburbs for Golden Eagle Day, whack your tab app on venue and you'll get it on every race. Back in a moment to look at race 4.
Dynamic Syndications with Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott offer an impeccably bred colt. Buy a Group 1 winner from a Group 1 winner and a half brother to a Group 2 winner. Buy Champion Racehorse and Sire Piero from La Rocha, Group 1 Oaks winner and sister to Derby winner Blackfriars and Talloch Stakes winner Manton. Our colt is a half brother to Group 2 winner Rocker. Join our dynamic Gay and Adrian team in this classics colt. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
Whether it's foals, weanlings, yearlings, broodmares, racehorses or stallions, HQ Insurance has you covered. Visit hqinsurance.com.au or call 02 8913 1640. Be sure, insure with HQ.
Kia Open Season is on now with the value-packed Cerato Sport Hatch. Featuring AEB safety, reverse camera, 17-inch alloys and smartphone connectivity from a match-winning $22,490 drive away. Plus, Australia's best 7-year warranty. With value like this, no wonder Cerato is Kia's most popular car. Kia, major partner of the Australian Open. Offer ends November 30. Warranty terms at kia.com.au.
business or financial difficulties? Don't wait. Talk to Insolve now for qualified advice from trustworthy people. Money stress can be an unruly beast. Insolve can help you tame your business or financial problems before they eat you up. Tame the beast at insolve.com.au.
Mum, are we doing free full-service delivery on fridges?
You read my email, Lionel.
Yes.
Our customers love it.
Okay, so any customer that comes into Bingley and spends over $600 on a fridge will get free delivery, free connection, plus removal of the old fridge.
That's not flies, are you, Lionel?
Spend over $600 on a fridge and get free full-service delivery.
At Bingley.
Australian family-owned for over 60 years. Conditions apply.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance. Be sure, insure with HQ. Visit hqinsurance.com.au.
It is Sky Sports Radio and Sky Thoroughbred Central. We're previewing Golden Eagle Day here at Rose Hill. Clear skies, temperatures low 30s, a picture-perfect day to come out and enjoy the first running ever of the Golden Eagle. Glenn Munsey's here from the Tab looking at what race, Glenn?
Race number four, Andrew, and hopefully you're celebrating during the day here with a bit of Chandon S. It is the sponsor of race number four, the Benchmark 88. Over 1,100 metres. And we start with Sandbar here, who is a $6 chance. Special reward, $3.30 in favourite. Blinkers on today and earmuffs pre-race for special reward. Akasaki is at $12. Agent Pippa is out. The deduction, 14 cents a win and 12 cents a place. Bow Ideal is a $4 chance. Cattersby at $8.50. Jungle Eyes, the stablemate to Sandbar for Brad Whipp, $7.50. Lundberg, or as I've heard it pronounced, Yunberg, is a $6.50 chance. Morning to Darren Flindell. Discussions with the blinkers off is a $23 pop. Most popular runner here is Special Reward in front of Bow Ideal, then Junglized, and back to Sandbar.
What has Ancient Pippa come out done with pace here?
Well, imagine it was going to be interesting to see Agent Pippa out of best, certainly when leading. So, would imagine would have held out Special Reward, but I don't think with her coming out, I think he gets over fairly comfortably. He's a fast horse. I don't think, especially that wide draw, gives him the advantage of able to come across. Cattersby, Sandbar, Discussions, Jungle Eyes, they'll be thereabouts. But I suppose it all depends what Sam Clinton wants to do. If they want to lead on Special Reward, they can.
Yeah, fast race, wide draw. I was thinking he was in a world of pain with Agent Pippa in the race, to tell you the truth, because Cattersby loves to run. Sandbar won't give up easy. He's a fighter. Jungle Eyes, fresh speed. I had it pretty quick, as you'd expect for 1,100. I like Sandbar. He's a nice horse, needed the run. He's one from one at the track and distance. Stable seems happy enough with the way he's trained on. I'll lean his way. Bow Ideal, last look at the speed. Nice, beautiful trial, tick over trial. He's ready to win. I'm very, very wary at number two here. This is a good horse. Special Reward. Must have been purchased, what is it? It must have been.
Purchased out of the stable of Simon Miller.
Okay.
But if you look at the owners, Peter Capehorn and another Cape. Peter Capehorn's a Western Australian gentleman. Okay. He had a horse years and years ago with Maxie Lees.
Jamie and Luke listen to us, so give us a
But that'd be Ed Throsby in it. Jamie love it. But. I'd say some of the people have stayed in.
He's a very nice horse, and they rode him back in a trial, so I'm wondering what tactically they're thinking here, but he's got a great chance. And best of the rest is Lundberg. He's another one from the back charging late into a place. 1-2, 1-5-2-8.
Yeah, pretty keen on Special Reward here. They scratched the stablemate. Looks very hard to beat on Tuesday. But, look, he was thrown into the furnace first up in that Testarossa. He only went into it off one trial in Perth, and while heavily supported, looked disappointing on paper. He's only beaten two lengths. They've freshened him up since then, which I think is what you want. We saw with Zoo Style, it just flattened him. So giving him a nice soft trial in between. He's a really promising horse. He beat the Velvet King at his last start in WA, who won the Northerly Stakes last weekend. So while it looks, you know, benchmark 70+, that's certainly more than capable of contesting better races. Interesting to see what Sam wants to do early. If they lead, I think he's going to take plenty of catching. If he takes a sit, I still think he'll be hard to beat. So clearly on top for me. The Danger, Firebo, Ideal, building to something this time in. Expect him to be at his top now, fourth up. We saw Cascadian show marked improvement there. So expect with this import today, expect him to run up to his best in Australia, certainly. Lungberg, if it was over a bit further, I would have been keen on his chances. He's certainly more than capable. Just the 1,100, he might find him a bit sharp. And Jungle Eyes, I think, has to be a chance fresh, certainly measures up. His form looked patchy last time in, but he wasn't far off the mark. But I think Special Rewards got him covered here. My numbers 2, 5, 8 and 7.
Boxing them up, Darren Flindell, with Ron in particular. 5 on top, Beau Ideal to beat 2-1 and 8. 5-2-1 at 8, and that was one of Tony Brazel's trial fancies earlier, Beau Ideal, in that race.
He trialled nice.
I've learned something this morning.
You don't like mushrooms?
No, I don't like mushrooms, but I've learned something. Our production meetings that we have for this program every Saturday morning, we've got to become more active. We've got to get here earlier.
Look at them high-fiving out
The Sky Racing team
have just had a bit of sea salt put on them and a bit of Osmocote. They're gleaming in the sun.
They are. The Sky Racing team.
They're going to water them. The bloke's going to come over with the hand. They're going to hand water them to make the leaves sort of glisten in the sun.
The Sky Racing, if I can just finish what I'm going to say.
Oh, sorry.
The Sky Racing team have just been out in a big circle here talking about how this big day is going to unfold. This is what we're going to
be
doing.
What could go wrong?
Ronnie Duffy's famous statement. What could go wrong?
Yeah. Anyway, next week, when we're at Newcastle or Kembla, we'll get here early.
I'm not going to Newcastle.
At Kembla, we can stand here on a Friday afternoon in a circle and talk to each other and really spell out what we're going to do.
Can you play the ukulele or something? Because I think I heard some wafting sounds of Kumbaya there.
Righto, race
five. We're getting homework now, look at it.
It's all happening here, Simon. Might be a good place to be where you're sitting at the moment, mate. Yeah. There's plenty of...
Hayley's yelling at people.
Race number 5.
You're doing plenty of finger pointing.
Race 5, the Tab Handicap over the 1,200. Scratchings here, the 4 and the 6.
Yeah, she thinks she's at home with Brad. She's pointing the finger and yelling and everything. Right, race 5, the Tab Handicap here. The fillies and mares benchmark 78 over the 1,200 metres. And Liz Doonvana's the toppie here is a $5 chance. Miss Invincible, $3.60. That price makes it equal favourite. Free Hearted at 26. We got Who's Knocking Out. It'll go to Goulburn, I think. 3 cents a win and 2 cents a place. And good luck to Goulburn tomorrow with their cup. Robin Fife and all the team down there. Dance Hall Girl, $3.60 equal favourite. Dunbrady Power, scratched here. 10 cents a win and 10 cents a place. It's in at Flemington on Tuesday. Segalas is at $6.50. Gen Rules at 7. Ballistica at 12. Everly 11. And our Rose Marie is a $34 chance. Probably one of the quietest betting races of the day here. Fractionally, most popular runner is Miss Invincible. It's $3.50 to $3.60 this morning. Over Gen Rules, who's $7.50 into 7 this morning. And then Everly, who's been steady at 11 for a while, but we did bet as much as 15 pre-scratchings.
Looks to be a bit of pace here.
Going to be very interesting early because I think you've got two control freaks engaged. Dance Hall Girl's only won when leading, and Miss Invincible's only won once when not leading, which was as the 2-year-old in the Wellington boots. So I saw the official speed maps had Miss Invincible crossing Dance Hall Girl. I'm not sure that's going to happen, though. I don't think Brent will want to hand up from the inside. So going to be very interesting early, Ron.
And Will, I agree with you because Dance Hall Girl I thought would out tough. Miss Invincible at 1,200 if she held the rail. Whether she's a sitting shot, if she does, I don't know. But I think in Miss Invincible's best interest, we hope it's a sit and sprint. I won't have a throw at the stumps with Ballistica here. I thought it was a total forgive when dragged back from that wide draw the other day. Previous form was quite consistent. Double figure odds, I lean. Just that's all I'm doing, leaning her way. I'm wary of Gen Rules here. I would love this track to be just a little bit soft. If it was, it would have been clear top pick for me. She's ready to go first up. Hard to beat Dance Hall Girl. And Liz Doonvana is just a good, honest, tough mare who always gives her all. I'm 9-8-5-1.
Yeah, I want to be with Dance Hall Girl. I think she sets up really well here. She was dynamic in her first two wins back this time in, and then they threw in the deep end in the Tibby Stakes there. Just probably struggled in the class and going to 1,400. They've kept her fresh 43 days between runs, back in trip to 1,200. I think she's drawn to hold the fence for Brenton. I think she ticks a few boxes here. So happy to have her on top. I think the danger certainly is Gen Rules. She's very well placed in this grade. First up, agree with Ron, would have preferred bit of the sting out. Wasn't sure what to make of her trials, but you can go around in circles trying to pick Team Snowden off their trials. So the fact she's ready to go here first up and they find Kieran, that's a good enough push for me. Miss Invincible, we'll be interesting to see what happens early. I think if she doesn't find the lead, I don't think she can win, but she's certainly racing well and hard to knock with Nash aboard. And Liz Doonvana finished behind Dance Her Girl a few starts back, meets her on the same term, so whether she can turn the tables is a query for me, but racing well and has to be some chance. But I think if Dance Her Girl holds the fence, they'll find it hard to get past. My number's 5, 8, 2 and 1.
For Darren Flindell, he goes the Joe Pride new horse that's won two starts, Everlee, number 10, to be 2, 5 and 8. 10, 2, 5 and 8 for Darren Flindell in race number 5. And of course, we're here for our great sponsors, HQ Insurance, and whether it's foals, weanlings, yearlings, broodmares, racehorses or stallions, HQ Insurance has you covered. Visit hqinsurance.com.au or call them on the Sydney number, 8913 1640. 8913 1640. Put the O2 in front of it. Be sure, insure with HQ. Righto, we get to the new races now here today at Rose Hill, and the first of those, Glenn, is race 6.
Yeah, the Rose Hill Gold Cup, and they've got a pretty deep field here for this $500,000 race, over 2,000 metres, and we start with Tally. We heard Darren talking about it earlier, and it's the $4 favourite here at the moment. Winning Ways came out during the week, 5 cents a win and 6 cents a place. Maha Amadeus, 9 cents a win and 10 cents a place. It's running at Flemington. Abden is at 26. Le Juge at 16. The Lord Mayor at 23. Chapada is a $7 chance. Master of Arts at 19. The Candyman at 41. NT is at $4.80. Emperor's Way at $11. Harper's Choice at 34. Morton's Fork at 13. Another dollar at 23. Dealmaker is a $5.50 chance. Well, he's the most popular runner here, Tally. He's been $4 for quite a while now. He was into favourite, I think, on Thursday night, definitely early Friday morning. Clearly top pick here. 3 times the investment on him than his nearest rival, which is Morton's Fork. We have given as much as 26 about it. And third pick now would be Dealmaker down the bottom. But interesting to note, Emperor's Way, 14 into 11 this morning, not off any money of any significance.
Let's open big Morton's Fork, because it had no sort of, didn't get a lot of clear running at a vital point last week.
At the Valley.
Who takes it up here in the Rose Hill Gold Cup?
It will be interesting early. Harper's Choice has speed and certainly can press forward. Possibly, I think Chapada, if they want to, can press forward and take up a position. I don't think Tally will be too far away. Morton's Fork from out wide can press over. But, yeah, just an even tempo on paper, Ron. There's no real designated leader here.
No, a dead set battle of tactics here as far as the early tempo is concerned. And I think this favourite wants to be wants a bit of speed on up front. Antilles, that's his best chance.
How hard has it been when Antilles has been favourite all week and we don't know a lot about it? I mean, Aidan was on yesterday morning saying he's a straightforward horse and that sort of thing, but is he a false favourite?
Not really. Well, I at first thought I said, yeah, definitely. Definitely, you couldn't back him with stolen money.
Yeah.
But when you look at this field, they're up and down the one spot.
Okay.
And we're talking about a European stayer.
Yeah.
And he's probably got one and a half good runs.
Yeah.
That wins this race.
Yeah, right. That's
one
right,
run
right,
that
yeah.
bolts this race in.
Yeah.
But it's a poly. There's poly track form in there that I just get nervous about.
And the fact he seems, I know he led when he won his maiden, that was 8 runs ago or something, that was 1400. But since then he's been fairly one-dimensional. He flops out of the barrier, more than likely misses at a length and a half, and sits at the tail of the field.
Look, I want to pot him big time, but the more I'm getting a grip on it and asking the right people, I'm not going to say he can't win. He can win and I'll cop it on the chin and lose my money.
Yeah.
I'm going to back Chapada. At least he's got some look about him as form's concerned. Third to the Autumn Sun and a Rose Hill Guineas. He's got racing style that can put himself into a position. Mike Moroney, you know, in spring, is these horses grow a leg. They're all set for this time of year. I'll be with Chapada here to beat Tally, who's got the weight for age form, better than anything here. Dealmaker, I must say, I thought he went better last start than his win, so he could, and he's ready for 2,000. The 3 mile runs, it's time to step him up. And sixth, the Lord Mayor, and got no form, but, well, he has got old form, but three wins from three third up and an inside draw. I just see him doing something here. 7, 1, 15, and 6.
Yeah, was sweating on scratchings this morning with Dealmaker. He was also engaged at Flemington on Tuesday, so very happy to see him run around here. I think one of the gambles of the day at the each way odds. He's flying. He was back in good order. Just the draws were hurting him his first few starts, and then he won well at Randwick two back, and then just sort of, I think, got out sprinted at Randwick behind Cascadian. But that form certainly measures up, and he's well placed down in the weights. He's ready for the step up in trip now. I know his record doesn't look that good on paper, but it's in much stronger company than what he faces here, certainly at the weights. Jay Ford takes over. The wide draw keeps him out of trouble. Then he gets his chance, and he's going to be hard to hold out, Dealmaker. More than happy to side his way. Big watch on Antilles, just on suspicion alone. He's that far down the pecking order at Coolmore, it's not funny. But on his last start performance, he does rate there at the weights. Three-year-old, he's got less convictions than most in this field. I'll agree with Ronnie, there's probably only one or two runs in his career that win this race, but at least he's got them. So if he's to measure up, certainly be very interested to see what the market does with him, because he's either going to go, I can't imagine he's going to get any shorter, and he could get right out today, the way they've treated the other Europeans lining up here so far. So going to be very interesting, but certainly a big watch. No knock on Tally. Fourth up, J-Mac on off a peak performance last start. He should run well again. And Chapada pushed the Autumn Sun in the Rosehill Guineas, returns to the scene. The Crime ran third there. Anywhere near that level, he wins this. Two runs back. I thought he improved last start. He can run well. But, yeah, very keen on Dealmaker each way here. My numbers 15, 10, 1 and 7.
Darren Flindell likes Tally to break through here, number 1, to beat Morton's Fork, number 13, and then 15 and 8. 1, 13, 15 and 8 for Darren Flindell in the Rosehill Gold Cup. A break here on Racing HQ, and then we come back with the feature, the $7.5 million Iron Jack Golden Eagle.
Don't miss Goulburn Cup Day, Sunday, November the 3rd. Worth $200,000 in prize money, the Goulburn Cup is country racing at its best. Featuring high-class support races and a keenly contested fashions on the field, with an inflatable zone for kids, face painting and on-course DJ. It's an outstanding day of action on and off the track. Check out Goulburn Race Club on social media or visit goulburnraceclub.com.au for a full range of hospitality options. Goulburn Cup Day, proudly supported by Racing New South Wales, Sky Racing, Sun Solutions Goulburn and Spendthrift Australia.
Whether it's foals, weanlings, yearlings, broodmares, racehorses or stallions, HQ Insurance has you covered. Visit hqinsurance.com.au or call 02 8913 1640. Be sure, insure with HQ.
Introducing the 7-seat Kia Sorento Black Edition. Bathed in black, it now features a bespoke gloss black grille, 19-inch gloss black alloy wheels, panoramic sunroof, and more. From just $48,990 drive away, plus Australia's best 7-year warranty. Whilst stocks last. Warranty terms at kia.com.au.
Lionel, Samsung's celebrating 50 years.
Man walked on the moon 50 years ago.
That's some segue.
Imagine the picture on a Samsung TV.
I'm working on your segue.
How about a Bingley gift card valued up to $1,000 with any Samsung QLED TV 75 inches and above?
One small step for anyone buying Samsung QLED TV 75 inches and above.
One giant deal for everyone who buys a Samsung TV at Bingley.
A gift card worth up to $1,000 from Bingley.
Australian family owned for over 60 years.
Business or financial difficulties? Don't wait. Talk to Insolve now for qualified advice from trustworthy people. Money stress can be an unruly beast. Insolve can help you tame your business or financial problems before they eat you up. Tame the beast at insolve.com.au.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance. Be sure, insure with HQ. Visit hqinsurance.com.au.
We're running okay for time. We're about to preview the Golden Eagle comes up at 4:15, but to put us right behind time, here comes a famous read.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, stand by, strap yourselves in. Here it comes. This is Wingman Beer, and Wingman Beer have got your back. They're so excited by the new Wingman mid-strength 3.5% crisp, clean, never bitter lager they're putting out a challenge. What is that challenge, you may ask, Andrew?
Well, what is the challenge, Glenn?
Well, funnily enough, Andrew, next time you pick up your regular beer, that'd be a miracle, you're going to the shop to buy any, grab a single can of Wingman 3.5%, test it back-to-back with your beer, and if it's not the cleanest, tastiest, crispest lager you've had, take it back, and Wingman, you know what they're going to do? They'll refund your money. So you've got a test for nothing.
Okay.
If with your Wingman beer.
So what happens if I want to buy more of it?
Well, go to wingmanbeer.com.au to see where they've landed. And if you can't find it at your local, down there at Melton, right, give them a call on 1300 45 beer. You won't be able to forget that number. That's 1300. Well, they've got shops
come
there.
Come on, keep going.
I think the prison's probably a better chance of buying. Right, 1300 45 beer. Or go to danmurphys.com.au and they will deliver it for free, just as the Pantech does to Ronnie each three or four times a week, and it's only situated 150 metres from his front door. Take the Wingman Challenge today, but more importantly, enjoy responsibly.
Righto, 16 minutes to 9 Sydney time. Take note of that. That was a 3-minute live read. Let's look at the feature race today. It's the Iron Jack Golden Eagle. The build-up has been fantastic. The Titans come together.
Yes, and there's been a little bit of movement in the market over the last 24 hours here. We start with Brutal, who's a $6 chance. Classic Legend, $6.50 now. So in since Thursday night, $7.57, now $6.50. Colding, Set in Stone, as a $5 chance. The Inevitable was $10.09, got into $8.50, he's back to $9. Gem Song is a $41 chance. Zusane is out, no deduction. Behemoth, being passed by the vets this morning, and it's an $81 chance. Military Zone at $51. Jonker at $151. Fun Fact is now the outsider at $201. Beat Le Bon, hang on to your hats here, $71 into $34 overnight off absolutely zero money. Never No More at $31. I Am Superman's got a trim as well, $126 into $81. Sunlight with the tongue tie off at $26. Acadia Queen, thank you, boys. They've finally got it out. $3.30, got into $3.20. I don't know why. It's now $3.40. Mizzy at $26. And the bottom one for Seeker, who got into a short of $16, is back to $17. Since Tuesday, Colding is now more popular than Acadia Queen, and she's a shandy in front of Classic Legend, then the Inevitable.
Righto, the market's been moving around. There's the latest figures, the pace we've been discussing it. What are your thoughts, Simon?
Yeah, I think the inside, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with Sunlight and Brutal early. They'll obviously look to come across from the wide draws. I don't think it's all that bad for them, to be honest. Brutal won the Donny from 18, so I don't think it's all that an issue. Mizzy presses forward. Jonker looks to possibly hold from that inside draw. I saw they had Colding three back the fence. I can't imagine he'll be there. He was on speed in the Epsom, so they'll want to press forward with him just behind the speed, I would imagine. And Classic Legend, they won't want to give away the inside. So I think it'll be all interesting on the horses drawn on the outside, Ron, to what happens early. But certainly a solid tempo and every horse gets their chance.
Yeah, you'd expect so. It's just a complete race. When you know, there's no mucking around. It's a good field. Heart in your mouth early, you know, just if there is any shuffling for positions and missing that, you know, that little bit of interference that might happen, but hopefully not. A great race. I'm hoping the mare can get a trouble-free run. Just a little bit worse than midfield here, Arcadia Queen, get into the clear at the right time and just leave us with no questions to be asked if she's good enough. I think she is. This is her distance. This is her go. They see I'm happy enough with her. She just went out. It's simple. She just went out far too hard. And it backfired in the Everest. Colding's the big danger. He just looks beautiful for him on paper. And the setup mile and winning the mile at the Epsom and then a beautiful trial since. And Classic Legend minds his own business and he'll sprint quickly. and brutal. Well, he's just that. He's a good, tough competitor who'll be thereabouts. You know, I think it's the favourites here, although, you know, it's hard not to make a case for the inevitable. It's hard not to make a case that Physique is going to be looking a chance with 200 to go here. And I can see Military Zone doing something at 50s. But 15, 3, 2, 1 for me.
Yeah, agree, Ronnie. I think it is a favourites race. I think the first sort of four in the market just have that slight class edge on their rivals here. I'm pretty keen on Colding. I think he's a must bet at the price, almost each way. Odds about him. He's won 6 from 7 since being gelded, and arguably should have gone really close first up. Just didn't have luck at the right time. He won the Epsom. It's obviously a good form race. Yarkow Sharks run well in the Cox Plate. There's good margins all the way through it. From a ratings perspective, he does have to improve to beat Arcadia Queen, but very confident he'll run a new peak here today. Sort of mid-prep trials have become more trendy the last few years, but Chris Waller's been using it for years. And the 28 days between runs, trial in between, back in trip off a peak. He's used that many times, including Rangi Rangdu to win the Doncaster. So very confident Colding's in a great frame for this race. He's drawn to get a lovely run. For Bossy, who's 1-2 from 2 on him, very keen. The danger, clearly Arcadia Queen, just too short for me. I've got Colding Mark favourite, so just slight favourite, $354 for me. Much better suited in this race. I just think Colding's a much better setup. I think she's the most talented in the field. I'm just a concern coming off that run in the Everest, but if she gets the brakes and she runs up to a peak, they'll find it very, very hard to beat her. Brutal, much better suited up to 1,500 now. Third up, always been the grand final. I don't think the wide draw's a concern. He'll run well. And Classique Legend, on trial at the trip, but bred to handle it. He had no luck in the Everest. Fourth up, inside draw, stalking position. He can run well, but yeah, I think Colding is a star. That Epsom win was very, very good. I think he'll take another step today. My number's 3, 15, 1, and 2. And if you're looking wide, beat Le Bon of the Europeans. No surprise to see the clip up this morning. He does measure up on his best form, so not the worst each way bet you can have today. But yeah, with Colding.
Righto, Darren Flindell goes for Seeker, number 17, to beat 1 Brutal, 3 Colding, and 12 Never No More. 17, 1, 3 and 12 for race caller Darren Flindell in the Golden Eagle.
When we did the Golden Eagle show last night, I think we had Brad Gray, Brad Davidson, Ronnie, Paul Joyce, Braz and Ray Thomas's tips.
Yep.
Not one horse was tipped by the same person.
Yeah.
So in the four tips, not one horse was the solid all the way through.
Yeah.
Every single tipster.
Can't wait for it. The Iron Jack Golden Eagle, and good luck to all the charities that have got chances today. It's been a great involvement having them all a part of the team now.
Yeah, so with the potential for the charity who has the winner, $410,000 goes to that charity, and a great innovation there to get them involved. And all those people will be cheering for their runner.
Exactly. Let's move on. Red Zell is the final of our new races, a race worth $1 million.
Yeah, and a $750,000 bonus for about 9 of the horses here that ran in either the Everest or the Sydney Stakes.
Yep.
Starting with Pirata here, the $2.80 favourite. Trekking at $4.20. Home of the Brave, $8.50. Mr. Seawolf, $26. Le Romaine at $18. Deprive at $6.50. Brave Song at $19. Easy Eddie at $26. Redouble at $51. Signor Fox came out. 2 cents a win and nothing to place. Geez, that's a bit harsh, guys. We could have made it zero. Kappa Jack at $26. Champagne Cuddles, Nash a half over at $9. And Fiesta is a $26 chance. Well, he's easily the most popular runner here. He's exactly a quarter of the total investments on the race. Pirata, double that of Trekking, and a long gap away, third pick is Champagne Cuddles.
The pace, Home of the Brave?
Yeah, it looks to lead. Champagne Cuddles won't be too far away. Easy Eddie's got speed. The old boy, La Romaine, won't be too far. And very happy to hear you got Tommy on this morning. Ron, with Pirata, they're going to press forward.
Yeah, he's not going to be too negative to start with, he said. So I like that. I like the way he's thinking. The Everest form has to be the form here at 1,300. One Parada to beat 2 Trekking. Just need that break to go his way, and I think he gets the job done here. Fiesta was enormous first up, and she's the bolter that's got a chance. And little Champagne Cuddles is just always runs herself a very brave little race. 1, 2, 13, 12.
Yeah, better day for me, Pirata. He never lets me down, the big boy. Just don't think he was suited caught on the inside in the Everest. Drawn out here, keeps him out of trouble. Down the outside, going to take plenty of beating. Trekking's the Quinella horse. His win two back was very good, and he certainly backed it up in the Everest. Just a query whether he comes off that. He was a backup into the Everest. That's my one knock, but should run well. Stablemate Deprive, Airborne, just to Rose Hills, a query. And the big boy, or the old boy, La Romaine, very well placed here on his best form. Don't leave him out. But, yeah, all over Pirata, best bet of the day. My numbers 1, 2, 6 and 5.
Righto. Darren Flindell likes number 13, Fiesta, to win the Red Zell from 12 Champagne Cuddles and then 6 and 2. 13, 12, 6 and 2 in the Red Zell. The last, the Wisdom Homes Handicap, 20 to 6.
Yep, let's have a look at this. Benchmark 78 here over 1,300 metres. Wisdom Homes is the sponsor here. Spring Charlie with a cross nose band on, looking to bounce back for Wheels and the team. It's a $10 chance. Grimoire with a blindfold on it, $10. Outrageous, $2.40 and favourite. Brazen 71, Destiny's Own at 19, Juventus with the winkers off at $4.80, Oakfield Twilight at 14, Defeat at 18, Prometheus at 34, Charatera at $4.80, sanctioned out right on 7.30, 4 cents a win and 4 cents a place, and Dunbrady Power out before that, 6 cents a win and 7 cents a place. Well, the best trim up this morning has been Charatera. Best supported runner is Outrageous. He did get into a shortest 225. He's 225 back to 240. Three times the amount of money on it that's on Destiny's Own, who's 18 out to 19. Yep. And as I said, Charatera got a trim this morning as much as 650.
What about the pace?
Yeah, imagine on speed. I thought you were just going to go straight to Ronnie. Sorry, Andrew. Oakfield, yeah, no. Twilight from the inside looks to press forward. Outrageous. They'll show speed. Charatera won't be far off. And Destiny's Own from the inside shouldn't be far off, Ronnie.
Yeah, agree. This race looks... We can get a grip of this race. It should be run according to script. And if it is, he's the bet of the day, Outrageous. He just went too good first up. Outside the lead here of Oakfield Twilight. Away he goes. Too well graded. Too well weighted. Charatera is the danger, trialling very well and very honest. Six Juventus had too much to do after missing the start the other day, and Destiny's Own is big odds considering he's trialling so strongly. 3, 10, 6 and 5.
Yeah, Outrageous looks very hard to beat. Solid first up, caught wide, stuck right onto the line. If he follows that up and improves second up, clearly the one to beat. I think Juventus can certainly run well here off a freshen. His effort two back was very good. Number 10, Charatera, big watch fresh. Didn't do a lot of winning last prep, but continued to race well and could go to another level this time in. And of the rest, number 7, Oakfield Twilight, flying and can take the step up here. But yeah, Outrageous hard to beat. 3, 6, 10 and 7.
Darren likes 3 as well, Outrageous, to beat 6, 7 and 10. 3, 6, 7 and 10 in the last. Your best for Rose Hill, Simon?
Yeah, race 8, number 1, Pirata Andrew in the Red Zell Stakes. Think he's going to be very hard to beat. And of course, we're all over Shadow Hero in the Derby.
Shadow Hero down in Melbourne in the Victoria Derby. Good on you. Thanks a lot, Simon.
Cheers, Andrew. All the best.
Simon Denopoulos there from Racing and Sports Stuff. How are you playing?
Well, I lost my two best bets. I lost the Highway Filly, then I lost Mashara, but I'm happy with Outrageous now in the last.
Race 9, number 3, and what do you like at Flemington?
Oh, look, sometimes they say if it looks too good to be true, it is too good to be true, but surely Shadow Hero, surely Flit, surely Exceedance.
Okay, so they're the three for
yes.
you. And don't forget,
yes.
Don't forget also through the tab with the bonus bet offer, if you're at a venue like Rose Hill today, second back to fifth on every race, Sydney and Melbourne, if your horse runs in those positions, you get a bonus bet back up to $50. And the quaddy pool at Rose Hill projected today at $1.5 million. If you're coming out to Rose Hill, Mark Olmos and Brad Davidson looking after the punter's podium, $10 a ticket adjacent to the old bookies ring. So good luck. Let's hope the Western Suburbs comes out and enjoys Golden Eagle Day. Duff, you enjoy it too.
Oh, no, I'm going to enjoy this win, lose or draw.
Yeah, it'll be a monster
hopefully
day.
Win.
Yeah, hopefully win.
I've never seen you enjoy one when you lose.
No, exactly. Yeah. That is our preview for Golden Eagle Day. Stay with Sky for the very latest. Sky Sports Radio and the Australian Turf Club have brought you some incredible spring action.
Yes, 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 takes the lead. Yes, 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 wins the Everest. Unstar, full of running, and she's the star filly for the Flight Stakes.
Now celebrate Melbourne Cup Day at Randwick, and next Saturday, it's the $1 million golden gift at Rose Hill. This spring, it's Sky Sports Radio.
Mum, are we doing free full-service delivery on fridges?
You read my email, Lionel.
Yes.
Our customers love it.
OK, so any customer that comes into Bing Lee and spends over $600 on a fridge will get free delivery, free connection, plus removal of the old fridge.
That's not flight, are you, Lionel?
Spend over $600 on a fridge and get free full-service delivery.
At Bing Lee.
Australian family-owned for over 60 years. Conditions apply.
It's coming. The richest race in the West. The social event of the season. And your biggest day to play. So grab your suit, dress to the nines, and get ready to cheer until your voice goes hoarse. The Eagle is coming. The Golden Eagle. Saturday, November 2nd, Rose Hill Gardens. Tab. Long may we play.
Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1-800-858-858.
Kia Open Season is on now with the family-friendly Sportage SX medium SUV featuring AEB safety, reverse camera, parking sensors and premium JBL sound system from a match-winning $32,490 drive away with auto plus Australia's best 7-year warranty. Kia, major partner of the Australian Open. Offer ends November 30. Warranty terms at kia.com.au.
Your family deserves to be safe and secure at home. That's where Wideline Windows and Doors can help. Their secure line screens offer security without compromising on design or your view. And their safe line window screens are designed to prevent falls, keeping your youngest family members safe and sound. For security, safety and peace of mind, call Wideline Windows and Doors or visit their website at www.wideline.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio has the winning formula every weekday morning. From 11:30, hear from the key players on the day's New South Wales meetings. Just like jockey Rachel Murray on Brazen Gypsy. What's your best hope today?
Brazen Gypsy, if he puts his best foot forward, because yep. He's a bit talented, I'm just going to get him to the outside today. I think that's really important.
Rachel was so right, getting the money at $11. This spring, rely on Sky Sports Radio.
Interstate Form Preview, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Just gone 9 o'clock here on Sky Sports Radio. I wanted to make mention of it, and we got obviously a bit tight for time there, Glenn, but the jockeys from today, their breeches will have the National Jockeys Trust brand on it. Now, we know how strong the National Jockeys Trust is, that they've raised and used $4 million in financial support for jockeys, their families that have been struggling maybe through injuries or things like that. Now,
and that's not only, that's not just present-day jockeys, that's past jockeys, that's people that have been involved in the racing industry, and they've got Colding as their representative in the Golden Eagle today.
Exactly, and I wanted to make mention of it because the National Jockeys Trust brand is going on there while they look for a new exclusive sponsor to go on the breeches. So if there's any sponsor that wants to be prominent, particularly in this area, the National Jockeys Trust is certainly looking for an exclusive sponsor Australia-wide. You can contact the NJT. They've got a website and all the details are there. Paul Innes is the CEO. So we'll wait and see. But as of today, all around Australia, the breeches of the jockeys have got the logo of the National Jockeys Trust on them.
Yeah, and their website's njt.org.au, a little bit different from the norma, but njt.org.au, the National Jockeys Trust.
Well, here at Rose Hill, we've got glorious skies, temperatures low 30s. It will get to the first race just after midday, but before that, Flemington will begin at 11:45, and well, I'm going to go to Mark Hunter first up, because Mark will have the latest on the weather, because we know they had overnight rain. But Mark, as I say, good morning to you, mate. There's more rain around now, is there?
Yeah, my word, off. There's plenty more coming. It's amazing. We dodged it most of the night and came up with a good four all around the state, but I would be surprised if it's not getting close to a five already, and there's a good patch about to fall, and there's a big heap coming down over the border from South Australia, which I would imagine the way it's moving gets to us as well at some stage during the day. So I would be working on at least a five through the afternoon, maybe a touch worse when they start to chop the track up.
It will be interesting. They don't want it, as Liam said, at 10 to 7. We don't want it during the meeting, but a lot of it went under Melbourne through the night.
Yeah, it's staggering. It all went to the west. You watch the map, and it was a big heap. If we cop what the west copped, like Geelong, I don't know how much they had, I haven't looked, but if we cop that, there's no doubt we'd be on worse than a four now. And, you know, with what comes through the day, what's going to come through the day, it could have got to quite a wet track, but I do think we'll get to at least a five, maybe a six there.
All right, we'll keep that situation monitored, and I've just got in contact with Liam just to see a further update. Dean Lester, good morning to you on Derby Day.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
This is a great day of racing always at Flemington. We're coinciding now with our meeting up here, but just good horses everywhere.
Exactly right, Andrew, and looking forward to the day. Even with the deteriorating track, it looks a terrific meeting.
Yeah. All right. Mark, I've just looked at my app here.
Hang on a sec. You can't be jumping into the weatherman.
18 mils at Geelong Race. 18 mils at Geelong Racecourse.
Have they? Yeah. I think we've got four overnight, so they've got 18. We've got four. That shows the difference here.
All right, we'll wait and see what happens over the next hour or two. They were expecting this rain, but maybe they're going to get a bit more than what they thought. I think Liam said they were thinking they might get three or four. Anyway, we'll wait and see what the report is. Righto, so the day begins at Flemington at 11:45. Glenn, what's happening in the
Tab Stakes, Andrew? And the other bad thing about when it rains during the day, just think of all that fake tan. Right, here we go. Tie Zone, we kick off here, is a $13 chance. Malibu Style at 12. Viridine is a $6 chance. Zatori, the favourite, at $2.10, very, very well supported. But I tell you what, I think they're going to go on with this one. Deploy is at 21. Order of Command at 9. Renewal at $7.50. Kemal Paza is at $11. Longleaf at 41. And Travi, My Friend, is a $61 chance. Well, basically back to the exclusion of any other runner here, Zatori. And a quarter of what's been invested on it has come this morning, and they've left it there at $2.10. It's a long, long way ahead of Renewal and then Viridine.
Righto, Dean, give us your thoughts here. And I guess in doing your tips, you've known that there was some rain coming.
Yeah, exactly right, Andrew. Interesting race to start the program. I think Zutori's come up very well. His first up win was outstanding. He's run, obviously, to Sunlight and Santa Ana Lane's a great form reference for this, and he's going to be hard to beat. I think Viridine has got a great chance also. I thought his run at Caulfield behind Trekking was top-notch, and I think he's the main danger. Order of Command's very effective down the straight, and he's very effective on soft ground. So he's going to be competitive. Renewal back in trip, but will be strong late. But I think 4 and 3 are the main players here. 4, 3, 6, 7.
Yeah, for me, it's either Zutori or I don't know. His first up win was super. Did have the 53 kilos there, but bolted in. Then just had no hope at all at the weights last time against Santa Ana Lane and Sunlight, and got very close. Just looks like he's gone to a new level this campaign. Wet track, no worries. Gets a good run behind them, and I think he's clearly the one to beat. But sixth Order of Command, you would just imagine it's been absolutely targeted for this race at Flemington. Two runs back have been solid, was making ground there last time. Seven Renewal, it was a fantastic win first up and then looked a bit plain second up, but that was 1,400 metres and it just raced a bit keenly and took the finish off it. I think back to 12, it'll get back and run on strongly. And I put 8 Kemal Paza, who parks just behind the speed, gets a nice run, terrific stable, handles the soft okay, might run a place. 4 the one to beat for me, 4, 6, 7, 8.
Liam O'Keefe has just let us know that they've now had 6.4 mil of rain since it started. So it's been a couple of mil of rain that has fallen in the last couple of hours. And he says, like Mark has said, that it's currently raining. Righto, race two, the Mum Wakeful Stakes.
As we start here with Flit, the favourite at $2.40. Miami Bound at 7. Foxborough at 21. Oriental Lily at 16. Vegas Jewel is a $3.40 chance. Silent Sovereign at 19. to Zane at 21, Song Brocade at 26, Walking Flying 18, Magazine 41, Apicius 41, and Palumbo is a $34 chance. We'll stand our top hick here, Flip, but Anisa, 215 out to 240, been 240 for a good two or three days at least. Now it has roughly five times the amount of money on Vegas Jewel, who was 330 all the way to 350 early today, back into 340, and they are panels ahead of Miami Bound.
Who do you like here, Mark?
Vegas Jewel, Hoss. It's on its first campaign. Maybe that's some query. I don't know it at all on soft ground, but, gee, it's a good stayer, and I think it finally draws a barrier where it can take a spot fourth or fifth. There doesn't look like breakneck speed. I think it'll get a beautiful run, blend into the race at the right time, and I think it's the one to beat. To beat number one, Flit, it might win. It's got to run 2,000 metres. It's got to carry 58 kilos. It's got to go back from the gate. So it's got a few things against it. Then a couple of stayers that you just might see warm up nicely for Thursday. Number eight, Song Brocade, just needs a better getaway than what it's been getting, so it's not so far back. And number six, Silent Sovereign, this is a real stayer, this horse. Could have something on it for Thursday. I hope they go back to last and just let it run on strongly down the outside. The further, the better for it. I'll go 5, 1, 8, and 6.
Yeah, I thought it was a tricky race. I think Flit's probably the one to beat. She'll go back from the draw. She's got to run 2,000, but she does have a bit of class on her side, and I think Flemington obviously suits. Miami Bound, I was a bit disappointed with her at Caulfield, but they've persevered with the preparation, and it's a suitable race off her previous runs. Vegas Jewel's a really promising filly. She's done an amazing job in the short term, and I think she won at the Valley and then ran well at Caulfield. I think Flemington's really going to suit her, and I thought the one that was over the odds is Oriental Lily. I think she'll do no work from an inside draw. Blinkers back on. She's been wide draws her past couple. I thought she could run a cheeky race. 1, 2, 5, and 4.
Race caller Matt Hill, obviously, just going in the second. He likes one Flit to be 2, 5, and 4. 1, 2, 5, and 4. And in race one, it's 4 Zatori to be 3, 1, and 7. 4, 3, 1, and 7. Matt Hill's tips there for the first couple of races. And a lot of interest, obviously, around the Oaks on Thursday.
Oh, well, you got the two favourites go round. The Oaks market at the moment, we've got Flit at 380, Vegas Jewel 440, Moonlight Maids at 5, Gamay at 7, Miami Bounds at 8, you've got Beauty Bolt Ficino at 15, then Ocean Mist, Song Brocade and Walking Flying, all at $18. Interesting to see Mark put Silent Sovereign in there. It's been 26 to 19 already today.
Okay.
In that race, so it got a little trim in there this morning.
Righto, so that's for Thursday's Oaks before today's Wakeful. And James Cummings has been on the record saying this week that if Flit runs well, she would back up in the Oaks, so we'll wait and see. The Carbine Club is race three over the mile.
Yeah, don't fall for the dummy here and think that the first race is at 1 o'clock. Traditionally, Carbine Club's the first, but this year it's the third. And we've got equal favourites at the top here, Dallasan and Groundswell, $3.30 each of two. Both firming this morning. Dallasan in from 350, Groundswell in from 340. Vinco's $126. Conqueror, 17 now 19. Airborne, 480 out to 5. Brandenburg, 9 to 950. Hilo at 8. Then we've got Rockamore, 23 to 26. Marino is out. Royalty, 61 to 81. And Cavalmo is an $18 chance. A quarter more money on Groundswell than Dallasan, but not a massive jump to Airborne, Brandenburg and Cavalmo right behind those. So a good betting race, the Carbine Club.
How's this race for you, Dean?
Andrew, I'm going with Groundswell. He's doing a great job this preparation. His past two runs in the Prelude and then the Caulfield Guineas itself were excellent. He's going to do very little work from the draw. He's got Mark Zara aboard. I think it'd be hard to beat. I think Cavalmo was a very impressive win at last start. Tremendous late sectionals on that occasion. And just think that he'll get a cheap run from the draw. And Chris Waller seems to attack this race at the right time with an up-and-comer. And I think he'll run well. Dallasan, interesting horse. He's always looked like he's needed ground. But all of his four wins have been up to 1,200 metres. And his three defeats have been beyond it. Blinkers off here. He gets a cheap run. And I thought Airborne, the rain's certainly helping him in his first up run. Didn't think that was the strongest of races. But it was a really good run first up. Next best. 2, 11, 1 and 5.
Yeah, I like Airborne here. I think I've loved its first up run. It was terrific from the back there at Caulfield against the pattern of the race. So I love where it sets up here. I think it's drawn to follow Dallas and into the race. Come to the outside. You think with the rain you'd be able to run on. So I would say Airborne's an each way special for mine. Debeat number two, Groundswell. Got a great chance. Might end up behind some slow horses at the 400-metre mark and just has to get himself into the clear. 11, Cavelmo can go forward, get a great run. Looks like it'll relish the mile. And I thought 6, Brandenburg, if ridden quietly, can come to the outside and finish off down the middle. I'll go 5, 2, 11, 6.
Matt Hill likes number 2, Groundswell, to beat 6, 1 and 7. 2, 6, 1 and 7 in race number 3. Race 4, well, so important now. And just before we even get the market here, Dean, a horse like Hush Rider, who you know, all of these can win and get into a Melbourne Cup, they don't want this soft ground, do they?
I wouldn't have thought so, Andrew, but yeah, he's got to take his chances and see if he can get in the field for Tuesday.
Yeah, exactly. And there's 3 scratchings, and they're all now in the Melbourne Cup. They're guaranteed runs.
Yeah, well, he's had 4 starts on good tracks in Australia, Hush Rider. He's won 3 times, including the Newcastle Cup and the St. Ledger and another cup race here at Rose Hill. Mm. He was beaten by Wugok in the Wyong Cup, and his rain-affected track runs, he hasn't run a place.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
he'd be
filthy if it was raining.
Yeah. All right, take us through the current Hotham market.
Yeah, well, we've got $4.20 the field here, and Downdraft, the toppy, is the equal favourite at $4.20. Sound Out, he's already guaranteed a run. Hakey at $7. Hush Rider, $4.20, equal favourite. Nerf Bosque is out. Patrick Erin at $10. Sir Charles Road at $12. Then we go to the Chosen One. I think it's $23.
Yeah,
so he might jump ahead of himself. It's a $5.50 chance. Young Star out. Azuro at 18. Wall of Fire 21. Valak 26. And Cariff, this is just getting trimmed by the minute, into $8.50 now after as much as $11 earlier this morning. Most popular runner here is Hush Rider in front of Downdraft, the Chosen One, and then Patrick Erin.
Who do you like, Mark, to make it to the Melbourne Cup?
I think it's an even race, Austin. I'm going to tip number 1, Downdraft, who saw that second there 2 starts ago, split Southern France and Master of Reality. Went to the Valley. There's no speed. They rode it forward, and I just think they rode it completely wrong. You would have much rather seen it back, build its momentum. From here, it's got 2 natural leaders, Hakey and Hush Rider. It can park behind them, get a beautiful run, and I think can bounce back. To beat number 6, Patrick Erin, I think it's just about ready to fire. Can see it running on strongly. 8, the Chosen One. Good win 2 starts ago. The race was put on for the back markers, but good win. And then just drew wide in the Caulfield Cup and didn't have the best of luck. And 11, Wall of Fire. He looks like he's come back well, Wall of Fire. He gets a great run just behind him, and the rain certainly won't hurt his chances. I'll go 1, 6, 8, 11.
I'm going with the Chosen One. I think his run in the Caulfield Cup was fine. His win in the Herbert Power in a similar sort of race was really good. And I think he's a great chance to beat 11, Wall of Fire. I think he's running the Herbert Powers very good. And down in the weights might be the key to him. Not very big, so I think that suits him. Downdraft, I agree with Mark. I think ridden the wrong way last week. I think getting an easier time behind them here can run well. And I've put in Hush Rider, but the ground's certainly starting to become a worry. 8, 11, 1, 4.
8, 11, 1 and 4 from Dean. For Matt Hill, it's 13, Cariff, to beat 1, 8 and 3. 13, 1, 8 and 3. Has it got wet form, this horse?
Who goes on the soft for 2 duck eggs and 1 go on the heavy. And his last, his last run on the soft was in the Hill Stakes behind Very Elegant. He was still only beaten 3 lengths in that race there.
Okay.
Then jumped up 600 metres in distance to finish 2 and a bit lengths behind Hush Rider.
All right, we'll wait and see what the markets do when we get closer with these races and the weather conditions at that time. The first of the big group ones is the Tab Empire Rose.
Yes, and we've got Invincibella here as a $15 chance. Melody Bell, favourite, but drifting out to $3.90 now after it was $3.70 earlier this morning. Aristia at $16. Savatiano's been affirmed today. 10 out to 11 back into 9. Amphitrite at $26. Spanish Reef at $19. Princess Jenny, $8.50 into 8. Noir at $41. Pahuta Kawa at $5.50, Natoya at $16, Spanish Whisper at $34, Baccarat Baby at $23, Angelic Ruler at $18, Miss Siska at $34, Fidelia at $15, and then the bottom one, Navasha, is 100-1 chance. Only slightly more money for Melody Bell and Getting Out over Pahuta Kawa. Next pick is Princess Jenny, and then it's Fidelia.
Who do you like here, Dean?
Andrew, I'm very keen on Pahuta Kawa, and the rain's certainly a bonus for her. She's never won on firm ground, so her three runs in, I just don't think she's had very hard runs, and she's building to a massive peak run, and I just think each way she's a really good bet to beat Melody Bell. She's a very good New Zealand mare, as we know, and back in trip here won't be a problem for her. Princess Jenny, who knows how close she could have gotten the Turek handicap. She just ran into a dead end and just marked time to the line. She can run well, and there's a huge amount of speed here, and for that reason, Spanish Reef, who found winning form last start, and does have good Flemington form. I thought she'd give a good sight, but I really like Pahuta Kawa here, 9-2, 7-6.
Yeah, I think this is a really tough race. I'll throw a couple more in the mix. I'll go number 10, Natoya, who's going to get back and need a bit to go right, but I think she's come back from a spell in terrific form. Soft track doesn't look a worry. Just need the brakes to come at the right time to beat number 15, Fidelia, who doesn't have much luck in life. Got the blinkers on for the first time. You would imagine the inside chopping out by now with the rain. Just might come sailing down the outside. Number 3, Aristia. Probably in trouble from barrier 1, but, gee, I think she's flying. I'm sure Craig Williams will ride her closer, and she can run well. And 2, Melody Bell. Just drift back into that 3-wide line, come to the outside. Wet track a real bonus. She'll be steaming down the middle. 10, 15, 3 and 2.
Matt Hill likes number 2, Melody Bell, to win another Group 1 to beat 9, 3 and 13, 2, 9, 3 and 13 in the Empire Rose. And what a story it was that we learned about on Thursday morning with Wendy Roach about Natoya, who had to grab Matt Smith loaned a float, and because her float had been...
Well, first of all, the tyres were slashed.
Five tyres slashed.
And then she found out that they'd got an angle grinder and cut through the axle.
Yeah.
And something else, that it may have been the brakes or something. What sort of crazy lunatic would do something like that at, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah. The police investigation's underway, and there's a stable there that have got...
Bjorn Baker's stable, yeah. CCTV footage.
Yeah, yeah, so it'll be interesting to see if anything comes of that. Let's hope so. Let's find the culprits. Race 6, another, the big Group 3, the Group 1 Coolmore Stud. The three-year-old race, is it a stallion-making race this year?
Yeah, well, we won't know for microphone because he's not going to be there, so we start with his stablemate, Bivouac, who's back out to 330. He got into 310, he's back to 330. Accession at $31, Dubious at 26, Cosmic Force at 750. The firm is Exceedance from 4 earlier into $3.80 now. Sartorial Splendor at 23, Alabama Express at 41, Cardiff at 71, then we've got Ruka at 31, Exeter at 126, Libertini representing the girls at 5, and the rest of these fillies as well. And we've got Lil Contra at 26, Brooklyn Hustle at 26, and Broadway in fourth backing up for a win last Saturday, $26 as well. Dominated by the two Sydney Colts here, Exceedance, then Bivouac, and a fair way away to Libertine.
Mark, how's it going to be run? Is a solid pace?
Well, the speed's inside, Andrew. Sartorial Splendor and Cardiff. I think Sartorial Splendor's the quickest horse, Strongate 1. Bivouac's just behind it. You've got Cardiff in 3, he's got pace. Cosmic Force out in 6 won't be far away. And out wide, if it still runs, if the rain comes, Dubious is the one drawn the outside that's got pace. So the fact the speed's drawn inside, but with the rain, you think down the straight they would get at least to the middle, if not wider. So it just certainly changes things around, and I think it really suits now number 6 Exceedance, who a wet track is a tick, the blinkers are a tick, trialled terrific up the straight, and just the way the race will change now from inside to middle to out, I think is absolutely perfect for Exceedance. I'm keener on it by the raindrop to beat number 2 Bivouac, who draws in, follows the right horses, they've got the speed, but just might have to get its way out. Number 12 Libertini, I thought trialled terrific and will run well. And 5 Cosmic Force, the more rain the better, goes forward, gets a great run and looks to be going terrific, and did trial well up the straight. Keen on 6 from 2, 12 and 5.
Yeah, I think they're the four main chances. I'm going with Exceedance also. I just think the barrier draw and the way the race shapes is ideal for him. to get that fly down the centre and beat Bivouac. They've met three times. Bivouac's 2-1 up at the moment. I think Exceedance can even the score here. 6-2. Cosmic Force, he's the one that hasn't been to the Golden Rose. He's been targeted at this race. He's had the two runs in. He's going great guns. He did start favourite in a Golden Slipper, so, and he did win on the wet ground the week before the Slipper, so I think he's a legitimate chance, as is Libertini, who's a very good filly. 6-2, 5-12.
Matt Hill likes number 2, Bivouac, to beat 6-12 and 15. 2, 6, 12 and 15 in the Group 1 Coolmore Stud Stakes, race number 6. We get to the Blue Raban Classic now. Glenn, it's the aim Victoria Derby.
Yes, and the favourite is the Sydney Colt here. Shadow Hero at $3.10. Soul Patch at $4.80. Thought of that. Back out to $3.80. Did get into short as $3.50. Push back out to $3.80. Warnings at $8.50 chance. Seriously, Azon is out. Huntley Castle, 51. Independent Road, 34. Long Jack, 18. Craftsmanship, 61. Southern Moon at 19. Relucent at 16. He Is at 81. Translator at 41. Navair at 151. Sign, Seal, Deliver at $81, and Lucky Edward is a 200-1 chance. About four times the amount of money on Shadow Hero from Tuesday through to here than there is on its nearest rival, which is Thought of That. Next pick is Warning, Long Jack, and then back to Soul Patch.
And Dean, every year we talk about the 2,500-metre start. How's that pressure to the first turn?
It's an interesting map, Andrew. Thought of That from Barrier 1. We know he's a prominent runner, so he's there. I thought Relucent, even though they're probably signalled a quieter ride could still mean that he's only running third or fourth here. Independent Road, Southern Moon. I thought they'd try and get their spots early, and then those horses out wide that mightn't get in, a couple of roughies with blinkers first time, like Sign, Seal, Deliver, and He Is, maybe they have to take their chances and roll around and get a spot. So, yeah, it's always a bit of a hustle-bustle to that first turn, but the speed's certainly on the inside.
And do you think the Sydney form is going to prove the stronger?
I think so. I think Shadow Hero's the right credentialed, right style of horse to win a derby. I always look for those midfield horses that can get the clear air from about the 600 or 700, wind up down the centre, and I think that's what Shadow Hero does. He's just a relentless sort of stayer, and I think he can win the derby. I thought Soul Patch would be doing very little work for two-thirds of the race, back on the inside. Liked his turn of foot last week with the blinkers on. I think he's had a good preparation. I think Warning gets Damien Oliver, gets back to Flemington, and can be effective. And Thought of That, it's hard to lead and win derbies, but he's a pretty classy horse, I think, the way he won last start, and he'll certainly give a sight. But I think Shadow Hero will win. 1, 2, 4, 3.
Yeah, I agree. 1, 2, 3, 4. For me, I think Shadow Hero will win. I just hope it slots somewhere in midfield, doesn't do too much work early. I think the rain will make it more of a staying test, and Thought of That won't be able to skip away. I just think it all falls into place for Shadow Hero to be too good to beat number 2, Soul Patch. Just lobs along fifth or sixth behind the speed there, gets a beautiful run, follows through. Blinkers on at Moonee Valley was a terrific win. 3 Thought of That. It's going to lead. It's going to get a very easy lead. It's going to skip 2 or 3 in front. Can it run the distance? Not sure. And 4 Warning. I think it's drawn to follow Shadow Hero into the race. It had no hope at Caulfield with that tempo. It ran well. It's the only other winning chance in the race. I think 1's a good thing from 2, 3, 4.
Matt Hill likes it as well. Shadow Hero number 1 to beat 4 Warning, then 2 and 11. 1, 4, 2 and 11 for Matt Hill in the Victoria Derby at 3:45. Race 8, the last of the Group 1s today.
Yeah, the Cantala here, the Mile, a Best of Days, an $18 chance. Land of Plenty at 23. 50 Stars at 16. It'll be happy if it keeps raining. Lifeless Ordinary at 17. Royal Meeting at $8.50. Fierce Impact, $7.50. Cliff's Edge at 13. Knight's Watch, the favourite, in a wide betting race at $6.50. Saucibon at 23. Streets of Avalon, 41. Secunderabad, 17. Cascadian, 13. Rock, 11. Star of the Seas, 10. It won't worry if it keeps raining either. Chief Ironside, 12. Muhammad Dayas, scratch from Sydney to run there at 26 and scratch the bottom 4. Easily best supported runner here, Night's Watch in front of Royal Meeting, a breath in front of Star of the Seas, then Chief Ironside and 50 Stars.
There's a few of these, Mark, that are mixing their form, but they get the chance, they might be just in the right race.
Yeah, look, it's been thrown wide open here with this weather. I agree with Munts. 50 stars is not in my numbers, but love the rain. Look, I'll tip number 13, Rock. I think it's going terrific. It ran on well last time. It'll get back and be very strong late to beat number 14, Star of the Seas. This horse has got a great hope. It's had three runs back from a spell. It's ready to win. It maps for just a fantastic run just behind the speed. Number 8, Night's Watch. He can win. He's flying, but he's a bad horse at the gates. He sets himself a big task. And 6, Fierce Impact, who's getting up in the weights after that last win, but it's come back from a spell in great order. Just might be drawing the right spot by now to roar down the outside. 13, 14, 8 and 6.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Night's Watch. He is a challenge at the start, but he's eventually going to have one of a day in one of these races. Don't think the rain holds any fears for him. I like the engagement of D. Oliver, and I'm going to go with him to beat 11, Secandrabad, who, back to a handicap, I think can run well. 14, Star of the Seas, I thought was very good in the Epsom, and his soft track form's really good. And 13, Rock, whose run was terrific also in the Epsom, and I think that's a strong form reference. 8, 11, 14, 13.
Righto, and Matt Hill's tips in race number 8, I'll frantically go to because I forgot to write them down, but in the second last, it's 8 to beat 14, 15 and 6. 8, 14, 15 and 6 in the Cantala race number 8. And we should mention, Dean, Stephen Vaster put out a beautiful note last night announcing that he'll be hanging up the saddle shortly.
He's going on to a real estate career. He's had a terrific career in the saddle. He's been a natural lightweight. He's picked up a lot of Group 1 wins through that. And, he's into the next phase of his life.
Yeah, he's been a fantastic jockey. And I said in the little note I sent him last night, don't forget that laugh and smile, because he's a great bloke, Stephen Vaster. Really nice.
He's versatile, isn't he, when you consider not only he's a top-flight jockey, he's a Group 1 winning jockey. He's been on the Ninja Show. He's now going to be a real estate agent. I think he runs marathons.
Bike rider, too.
Yeah.
Well, we're only here once, I suppose. You've just got to put everything in, haven't you?
I have trouble getting out of bed.
Righto, let's move to the last here, the Furphy Sprint over the 1100.
Be feeling like knocking one off by this. It's on 5:15 and then straight into the barrier draw for the Cup.
Well, I hope it's an Iron Jack by that time.
Oh, well, we'll have a few, and Tui's as well, as long as it's a Tui's product, a Lion Nathan product, Andrew. Righto, Manicure here. We won't be having one of them after the last, I can guarantee you, at $5, equal favourite at that price. Tefane at $6.50, Resonant 15, Pippi, $5 equal favourite. Hummer Hummer's at $8, Demerara at $12, Gift of Power at $11, Prophet's Thumb at $10, Everyday Lady $23, we've got Messiano at $16, Sweet Scandal is out, Spirit's Choice at $16, Power O'Hata at $81, and Too Good Too Hard at $23. Most popular runner here is Pippi, but they've given it a push this morning, 480 out to 5, second pick is Tefane, it's remained steady at 650 for a couple of days, third pick we've probably got to look to Missiano and Prophet's Thumb, both of those equal. Interesting to note here, Everyday Lady's got a trim this morning, 41 into 23 off no money, and it has had, it's got some sort of wet track form.
That's for Will Clark. And all right, Dean, in the last?
Not a race I'm that keen on, Andrew. I've tipped Pippi, freshened up. I think she trialled pretty well recently. It was in the fog at Mornington, so it was a bit hard to tell. But she had a good preparation going until her last run. I thought she was just drawn to get down the outside here and run well. Manicure's racing really well. Both runs in have been excellent. Tefane, ridden back with that one sharp turn of foot last start, was terrific. Ridden that way, she can run well again. And next best, number 6, and that is Demerara, who I thought ran quite well second up, but not a race I'm that keen on, Andrew. 4, 1, 2 and 6.
Yeah, it's a tough finish. I'm with one at a bit of odds. I need rain to fall. Number 10, Messiano, who I think's absolutely flying. It's a wet tracker. Oh, it's much better on wet ground. It's drawn to follow the speed out wide, which is Pippi and Spirit's Choice, so it's in the right lane. And I just think at big odds, it might be in the right place at the right time. To beat number 2, Tefane. Ridden too close, 2 starts ago, failed. Ridden quietly last time and won well. It's going to be drawn a great spot out there. 4, Pippi, don't really know what to expect from it. It just capitulated last time, and that, as Dean said, the trial in the fog, it came out of the fog and it was well clear. And 6, Demerara, who's ready to win after 2 runs back from a spell. I'll go 10, 2, 4 and 6.
Matt Hill likes Manicure, number one, to beat 5, 4, and 7. 1, 5, 4, and 7 in the last. All right, Mark, how are you going to play the card?
I'm going to watch how the track races, Andrew, but my best would be race 1, number 4, Zutori, and race 7, number 1, Shadow Hero. And I did waste half a day of my life studying 3 picnic meetings, but the best, a little roughy hoss at Terrelgan, race 2, number 8, Cyclone Sally.
Race 2, number 8. All right.
$31 now.
$31 right now. So something each way, that Terrelgan, race 2, number 8. All right, Mark, thank you for that. And we'll talk again on Tuesday morning, just after 9 o'clock, with you and Dean doing all the Melbourne Cup tips.
Yep, thanks, Hoss.
Mark Hunter there. How do you see the day, Dean?
Andrew, I like Pahuta Kawa each way, race 5, number 9, and my best is in the Derby, race 7, number 1, Shadow Hero.
Shadow Hero, race 7, number 1. All right, Matt Hill's best, by the way, is race 1, number 4, Zutori, race 1, number 4, and his value after tipping Chief Ironside last weekend is race 4, number 13, Kariff, race 4, number 13. Dean, have a good day, Derby Day, mate, and we'll talk to you on Melbourne Cup morning, as I say, just after 9 o'clock, with you and Mark going through each of the races, in, obviously including the big race, the Melbourne Cup.
I might even talk to you on Punders Postmortem on Monday.
Yeah, oh, yes, yeah, of course. What am I saying? Punders Postmortem.
Australia's longest running wireless program.
After 9 o'clock. What did you want to say?
Since Mark tipped up Cyclone Sally, it's now $18. There has been $971 on it, the win. And now, sorry, we'll get that, $1,248 the win. $1,400 the win, and $1,200 the place. It's now an $18 chance.
I've got a
one listens to us, you know.
No, they don't. So that's race 2, number 8, and currently it's now what?
$18 the win, and $4.60 the place, with $1,546 the win, and $1,309 the place.
I was really looking forward to a tip for Witchy Proof, but he's given us Terrelgan.
He'll be there. Harry Coffey?
No, he's going to Terrelgan.
Oh, he's a witchy proof man.
Yeah, he is. I mean, he rode 6 of the 7 winners there a couple of years ago. But
jeez, must be a good thing. What's he riding at?
Well, I think since Wednesday he's got in pretty sweet with Kieran Maher. All of a sudden there might be some opportunities.
There might be. All right, Dean, we'll hear from you on Monday with Punters Postmortem just after 9 o'clock.
Back to $23 now, Cyclone Sally. They've given it to us.
Oh, I'm
going to
chime in now.
Yeah. Right, I see you, Dean.
See you,
thanks, mate. Dean Lester and Mark Hunter looking at Flemington on Derby Day. We've got a 10-race card to look in Brisbane, so just give us a couple of quick jockey challenges.
I'll give you a jocks for the Derby Day meeting at Flemington and also Golden Eagle Day here at Rosehill Gardens at Flemington. Huey Bowman's odds on 185 from Dwayne Dunn at 5, Damien Oliver 550, Mark Zara 6, Craig Williams 950, long gap to Timmy Clark and Johnny Allen. Here at Rosehill Gardens, James McDonald, the $1.90 favourite over Tommy Berry, $3.80. Nash is at $4. Kieran McAvoy, $11. Robbie Dolan, Sam Clinton, and Rachel King. And the jocks are up at Eagle Farm and Newcastle. Robbie Fradd, off 3 winners last night at the Sunny Coast. The favourite over Jimmy Byrne and Bailey Nordoff. And at Newcastle, Jeff Penza. Well, he's back, Jeffrey. And he's just riding winner after winner. He's clear favourite at Newey.
Mate, have a good day. Golden Eagle Day. You set your sights there on the mounting yard.
Yeah, and I'll see you. I'll be sharing Puppet a studio with you Monday. I'll be very excited at that. I hope you have your suit on, because I won't.
No. Glenn Munsey from TAB, and after this break, Eagle Farm.
Sky Sports Radio has Melbourne Cup Day covered. Sports Breakfast will have the latest from Flemington. Racing HQ from 9 has an array of form analysts like Dean Lester, Mark Hunter and Steve Moran. At 10, the full Kensington preview. Then there's the whip around at 11 and then the National Racing Service. For Melbourne Cup Day Racing, stay racing. Rely on Sky Sports Radio.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Shiraz Grenache. By DeBortley, of course.
Here's the traffic.
$10 popcorn chicken has popped back into KFC. Better get your hands on a bucket load of these bite-sized beauties before everyone else eats them. Not available everywhere or forever. Castle Hill, Windsor Road, Northwest Boulevard, Lines Blanked Out due to power failure. Sydney Harbour Bridge, emergency roadworks, northbound lane 4 with a reduced speed limit of 40 kilometres per hour. Blacktown, Sunny Hot Road at Vardy's Road, a two-car accident, southbound lane 1. Northbound, right-hand turn lane also impacted. Volkswagen's MY19 model clearance has been extended. Get the Golf Trend Line from 24,990 drive away at your local dealer. T's and C's at volkswagen.com.au. I'm Silvio, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian offer an opportunity to stand out from the crowd. Own and race a colt being aimed at the classics and cups. Everybody loves Fastnet Rock, and we offer a high-quality son of Australia's champion sire. From Freckleface, a city-winning half-sister to Bring Me Roses, Face Value and Face of the Earth. Join our dynamic Gay and Adrian team in our Fastnet Rock Classics contender. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
No, Samsung's celebrating 50 years.
Man walked on the moon 50 years ago.
That's some segue.
Imagine the picture on a Samsung TV.
I'm working on your segue.
How about a Bingley gift card valued up to $1,000 with any Samsung QLED TV 75 inches and above?
One small step for anyone buying Samsung QLED TV 75 inches and above.
One giant deal for everyone who buys a Samsung TV at Bingley.
A gift card worth up to $1,000 from Bingley.
Australian family owned for over 60 years.
Some people spend Saturdays in the park throwing a ball around for a small dog to bring back. Other people know the best place to be is your local tab. And this Saturday, exclusively in your local tab, if your horse runs second, third, fourth or even fifth in all races at Rosehill and Flemington, get a bonus bet back up to $50. And now where I'm heading, tab.
Long may we play.
Excludes SA and WA residents, New South Wales, Vic and ACT tab account, fixed odds, win bets in New South Wales, Vic and ACT tab venues only. T&Cs at website, gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1-800-858-858.
Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance. Be sure, insure with HQ. Visit hqinsurance.com.au.
Eagle Farm today have a 10-race card beginning our time at 13 past midday. Michael Maxworthy, good morning.
Good morning to you, Andrew. Yeah, 10 races today. A little bit overcast. This is the fifth meeting where we're going to have at Eagle Farm in 35 days, and the track's been playing in great form, so we can bet with plenty of confidence again today.
Righto. First race, Tatsy's the favourite, number 5 at 2.30 over Sir Barnabas at 2.90.
Well, the key point here is that there's no natural front runner, so it could be a little bit tricky over the 18.30. Last time they met, Sir Barnabas was too good for Tatsy, and I'm going to go his way once more. That was in a similar race to this a fortnight ago, where Sir Barnabas sat back last and he rounded up Tatsy and moved away from her. Since then, she ran well last Saturday when she was obliged to race very wide, turning into the straight. So I think they're the two. I'm just hoping that Sir Barnabas goes forward here and settles in the first two or three. 1 to beat 5 Tatsy, 3 Magstock and 2 Endless Days. 1-5-3-2.
1-5-3-2 in race number 1. Race 2 at Eagle Farm. The tab has number 7, Wisdom of Water. It got a good push in the last couple of days and it's now $1.80. Number 7 over Rothfire, who debuted a winner. Now $2.40.
Yeah, they're the two. Gee, it's been a long time since I've seen a two-year-old trial as well as Wisdom of Water in terms of southeast Queensland. It's been many years. This horse did something very special at his second trial last Monday at the Gold Coast. His first trial about 3 weeks ago at the Sunny Coast, he was a bit green, won it by 5, but he was very professional at home on Monday, spearing straight to the lead, 1 by 7. It possibly could have been 20 lengths. He was that visually impressive, and the clock returned very fast time as well, compared to some of the open handicappers on the day. Here he is from gate number 1. To beat number 1, Rothfire, he won his 2 trials impressively as well, and then he debuted here and got up and beat a nice horse in Got a Kiss, so he's talented. And then I've got the 4 in, Married to the Mob, a Wyong trial winner, and Colin Batty trial well against older horses at Lismore. 7 to beat 1, then 4 and 2.
7, 1, 4, and 2. Race number 3, a Class 6 plate, number 1, Capital Connection, the $1.90 favourite, 3, Piracy at $3.40, and then Gatlinburg number 7 at $5.50.
Yeah, Piracy, an interesting runner. Now with Tony and Madison seizing Toowoomba, formerly with Godolphin. And he was specking the betting last start at Warwick Farm, and he basically was gifted the race. He was allowed to run his own tempo in front, and he kicked and won. There's going to be a little bit more speed on today, though, for Piracy. And I'm going with the favourite, Capital Connection. He won at Doomben a month ago. He speared straight to the lead. Usually takes a sit, but he jumped that well. Nothing else had the legs to sort of head him off. So Brad Stewart just let him roll along in the lead. He gave a solid kick, and he beat Tambo's mate, who's since come out and won a couple, won two races. So it's terrific form. I think he's got a bit on the opposition here, Capital Connection. To beat number 6, Bachelor's Art, he's got a good 1,000-metre record. No recent public trials, but it's only 1,000 metres. He goes in as the Quinella. 3, Piracy, definitely. He's formed strong enough in New South Wales. And then 7, Gatlinburg. 1, 6, 3, and 7.
Race number 4, and in this class, 3 plate, number 7, Flaming Boss, is now the $2.20 favourite for Tony Sears. Pasoni, number 8, is at $4.60, along with the 9. And then Vienna Power for Tony Gollum at 7. He's got a couple of decent runners here, Tony Gollum, but can the Sears horse still win?
Well, he can, but this is a lot harder. Now, he's simply been too good for the opposition of these two starts that he's had so far at Doomben and Ipswich. He's led and won with plenty of authority. But this is a different ball game. As you say, Gollum's got a couple in it. The speedy, the inner power. Exactamonte for Heinrich has got plenty of speed, likes the lead. Flaming Boss likes the lead. And this Contemptuous has got a bit of toe as well. So he's going to be in a hot race early for the supremacy. But he's got plenty of speed and plenty of talent. So I'm going to go with Gollum's other runner, Pasoni, who's likely to sit behind them here. He's had the two goes here over the 1,000. He's beaten narrowly on both occasions. But I think with all of the pressure up front, Pasoni will get a chance to come out of the speed battle, slipstream, stalk them, and hopefully finish over the top of them. 8 on top for Zone to beat 7, Flaming Boss. This will be a really good test for him today for us to learn just how good he is. Then 9, Contemptuous, and 3, I'm a Team Boy. 8, 7, 9, and 3.
Race 5, a Fillies and Mares Class 3. Number 5, Shelwa for Tony Gollum, the 360 favourite. Not far behind, though, Enterprise Louise, number 8, $4.20 to $4. And it did open at $7.50 back on Wednesday.
Yeah, all she needs is a touch of luck in running, and I think she can get the cash, Enterprise Louise. Now, she's first up without any public trials, but all of the races so far have been the same, back and charging home. So she's pretty reliable. A lot of tempo here. Hollaback Girl, Hatter Song will be hurling along. And Enterprise Louise is probably going to give them 4 or 5 lengths head start, but I think she can run them down. She's got a little bit of class on her side. As you can see through her form lines during the Brisbane Winter Carnival, she ran second to Vega 1. She was close up behind Churning. She's got a great turn of acceleration, and I can see why they've punted her down from 7.50 to about 4. Happy to go with her, number 8, Enterprise Louise, to beat the likely front runner, 3, Hollaback Girl. This is her go, 1,000 metres. Then 11, Sookwinder. Now, she was good winning this track and distance before a spell, and she beat Needor, sitting 3 wide all the way. A recent trial winner at the Gold Coast for Sookwinder. That puts her right into the mix here. And then number 5, Shalwa, a track and distance winner, but this is a lot harder. 8, 3, 11 and 5.
In race 6 for the 3-year-olds at Eagle Farm, How Wonderful Life is the favourite here, number 3, currently at $3.90. And the Gollum stablemate, number 7, Ready to Roam, is now also $3.90. So 3 and 7 joint favourites over 4. Zach Attack Maxi, currently at $4.60.
Yeah, How Wonderful Life is stepping it up to 1,200 metres today. I'm against her today because of the 1,200. Not that she won't run it, but it is going to be harder, and she might have to use a bit of gas from that wide gate. I'm going with her stablemate, number 7, Ready to Roam. He's got the good gait. He'll sit right behind the leaders, and the 1,200 metres is definitely his cup of tea. He was good first up over the 1,000. Took him a long time to wind up, and he flew at how wonderful life is and just missed in a photo. But I think he can get revenge today over slightly further. 7, Ready to Roam to win, to beat 2, Xanthus, for Matt Dunn and Ronnie Stewart. He's a talented 3-year-old, this guy, and he's going to get a lovely run just behind the speed from the good gate. 1, The Odyssey. He's been disappointing in 3 runs this time, and he's better than that. He is a colt, quite a gross colt, so maybe with those runs under his belt, he's fully fit now, so we'll give him a chance. And then 4, Zack Attack, who was gifted that race the other day. There were a few a little bit stiff behind her in it. She's got speed, makes her own luck. Principally 7, though, Ready to Run from 2, 1, and 4.
Race 7 and 12, Francisca's the favourite at $3. 8, Storm Harbour at $4.40, and Les Ross's runner here, 7, River Flyer, currently at $5.50 a tab.
Not a strong race, and for that reason, I'm giving the favourite here, 12, Francisca, one last chance. Now, she hasn't won in 11 starts. More often than not, she's under $5 in the market. I think it's mainly due to her racing pattern. She gets back, often she gets held up and caught wide. But having said that, I thought she had every chance last start, Francisca, when she ran fifth behind Time to Play. Now, that was a stronger race than this. And in the home straight, you just watch her, the way she carries her head carriage there. She didn't look to be concentrating 100%. So Steve O'Day's put blinkers on her for the first time today. Said, this is it, the last chance for me with Francisca, 12. Not a lot of depth to it. Throwing the 10 in Cabin Fever. 8, Storm Harbour's graduating from the midweeks, and then 1, Captivator. 12, 10, 8, and 1.
Race 8, we've got 9, Take T, the favourite at $3.50, and over the last hour, it's gone $3.90 to $3.50. 9, 6, Copy Rider, now $3.60, and Valerio 4 now at $5. So these top two in the market, Maxi, they have moved in the last hour, Take T and Copy Rider.
Yeah, I've got a lot of time for this Take T. Now, she's only a 3-year-old, taking on more seasoned horses here, but while she hasn't got a clue what she's doing in 5 starts so far, she's got a decent size engine, and I'm banking on that engine coming to the fore over the last 100 metres. She's had 5 starts, 3 wins. Now, during the Winter Carnival, she ran 3rd in the Ken Russell, and then in the Bill Carter at Durban for 2-year-old fillies, she was only 3 lengths off Perudo, and there are a couple of talented Sydney fillies in that as well. Since returning, she's 2 for 2, doing a lot of things wrong, but the class has come to the fore the last 100, and I'm hoping that'll happen again today. Winkers are going on today. That might help her concentrate a little bit in the home straight. I do like her a lot, this filly, Take T. To beat 6, Copy Writer, she's on a hat-trick. She's bumping into a pretty handy 3-year-old here. Then 3, Comic Story, although an 8-year-old. First up, Record's very good. And 12, Blue Comet, a 4-year-old. Had decent 3-year-old form against some good quality opposition. Look for him to run on and pick up some of the minor money. 9, Take T, 6, 3 and 12.
That's one of Bernie's Blue Comet. In race 9, a benchmark 75. 12, Dream Reaches, the favourite. 3.40 right now for Gillian Heinrich. 2, Snitz at 5.50. And Beat the Beast, 10, currently at 6.50.
I'm with the favourite here, 12, Dream Reacher. First up, he ran fifth at the Gold Coast, but it was better than that. He missed a run in the home straight. He was stiff not to win. And then he got that good gate at Eagle Farm a fortnight ago, and he managed to win. That was BM70. He's up against better opposition here. But again, he's got the inside gate, up an extra 200 metres to the 14. I think it's all perfect for this fellow. Lovely pedigree behind him as well. So 12 will stick with him, Dream Reacher. To beat 15, Erengai Spring, a mare trained by Barry Lockwood. She's got her act together now. She's going for 3 wins on the trot. She can certainly win it. 2 Snits likewise. I like him getting to 1,400 metres, and I hope they roll forward with him with the 3 kilos off today. And then 14, Newstone Rock, at a big price at about $23 to put some value into the exotic bet type. She's good fresh. 12, 15, 2, 14.
The last of 10 races, Deep Image, 14's gone 390 to 340 in the last hour. Over 9, Reckless Choice at 420.
I like him a lot. After Sure Quinn was scratched this morning, I've got even a little bit more excited about Deep Image. Forget that he's got the absolute outside gate. He'll go forward here, either lead or sit outside the leader. I think he'll be too good. To beat number 10, Our Bark, I do like him back to 1,400. His effort last start over the 16 was good, but this is more, I think, his pet distance. Then number 17, Crafty Spirit, he's very good, but will need a lot of luck in this big field coming from probably midfield. And then number 9, Reckless Choice. Good race to finish with, but I'm all over Deep Image. 14 to beat 10, 17 and 9.
Righto, so they're the 10 race card. Have you got a best bet?
Well, I'm warming up to him in the last, but I made it originally 9-12 Dream Reacher. Why not throw him in as well? 10-14 Deep Image.
Righto, mate. Keep well. I hope you back plenty of winners.
Okay, thanks, Andrew.
Michael Maxworthy looking at Eagle Farm. Now to Newcastle, and take note that in the eighth race, number 11, Miss Faith, was scratched just after 9 o'clock. The stewards acceded to a request from Jeff Engelbrecht to scratch the mare on the basis that it had the horse had bled previously, and with poor air quality in the area, it may lead to a reoccurrence. So take note, race 8 at Newcastle, number 11, Miss Faith, a late one at 8 minutes past 9. Gary Harley, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Lovely day, a bit warmish, but only be about 30 on the coast there at Newcastle, and gee, it's a cracking meet, and there's a sensational maiden. I'll get to it later, late in the day, mate.
All right, well, let's look at the first riding unexpected, number 3 here, the $3.40 favourite at the moment.
Going really good, Andrew. It's 1-2 on the trot at Newcastle and Nowra. The Newcastle, well, both wins are over the mile. It's got the mile today. Tommy Sherry, the Irish boy, will claim 3. Very well weighted here with 53. All's in, loves a firm track, got to get it today. Dear thought his trial was a beauty at Port Macquarie the other day. Number 4, All But Gone. Well, it's better on a wet track, but it has won 3 races on good. It didn't have a lot of luck in the Coonamble Cup. Got held up there the other day. And number 6, Chosen Prince on the home track. No weight on its back, 52 kilos. 3, 2, 4, and 6.
Race number 2, Liberty Head here for Godolphin and Jeff Penzer, the $2.90 favourite. Ulysses number 9 this morning has gone 3.70, 3.50, and now $3.10.
I like Liberty Head. Really nice trial win at Hawkesbury the other day, 14th of October. No pressure on it, just cruised to the line under Jeff Penzer. It's only had the 2 runs. Only going to beat 2 lengths to Zell at Wyong on September 24. So that was only a tick over trial at Hawkesbury. Barrier 1. It's going to be very hard to beat. Number 6 will run well. I Am Sacred. Chris Lees has got it. Its only run was at Newcastle. Started even money, or $2 on October 19. Shared the lead. Went a bit hard up front and ended up getting beat about 3 lengths. But 900, didn't have time to settle. And today over 1,200 gives her a bit more time. And I know Gibbo thinks she'll run well. Number 9, third pick in the race, Ulysses. I can see why the money has come for it. Richard and Michael Friedman have got him. And he got the 2 lengths here to Indy Carr, who's in town today with a chance in a race. And that was on the 19th of October. Set outside the leader on that run would be very hard to beat. And number 2, Horny Spirit for Laurie Parker. 7, 6, 9, and 2.
Race number 3, a maiden over the 1,500. Tri-Nations, number 4, is the favourite at 280 at tab right now for Edward Cummings. 2, Tombstone at 370.
Knocking on the door, Tri-Nations. Today could be the day. Some lovely rides here for Jeff Penzer today. This horse run through the Wicked Wench, a very promising Kiwi horse with Chris Lees. They've got a big opinion of it. I was at Hawkesbury when that race was on the 24th of October. This fella running a meter length and a half, sat outside the leader. And that was a strong, much stronger race than this. I think it can win for Edward. Number 9 for second, Shimmering Light. Now, this horse is owned by John Massara and Alan Jones and John Lever. And it's only run at Musselbrook. Kim Waugh's got it. For its second run at Musselbrook, October 22. It went to 1,500. They're digging, Andrew. You wouldn't have shot it with a cannon coming to the home turn. It got the 2 lengths. The run was enormous. It'll love the big track. Just wished it was a bit further, but I think it'll run well. 3 cash as the deal can improve on its first up run for Joe Pride. And Tombstone, what did it do the other day? Missed the kick race keen and got beat about 4 lengths at Kembla. We can do better than that. 4, 9, 3 and 2.
Race number four, benchmark 70 at Newcastle. Canunga here, number three for an in-form Matt Smith at the moment, $1.95. And Tom Sherry takes a 3 kilo claim. Six Paris in May is at $3.50.
Well, way to Canunga, and she's got a ton of speed, suited to the 900. If you go back two runs, she got beat ahead on the Kenzo, beyond Royal Witness over the 1,000. She's got a good form at Newcastle, two runs here for a win and a second. She'll jump and run for the young boy, and she'll be hard to beat. Your tie Synergy won a couple of races for the Snowdens early in the year. Yeah, in May at Kembler and at Musselbrook and the Red Crown, two-year-old race in June. And it goes quick. It's had a recent run up Wyong. Didn't do a lot there, but it'll be much better suited here over the 900. Number seven, Siege Warfare. I wouldn't underestimate this horse. Todd Howlett's got it. It resumes here on the back of two trials. I think he's a former Victorian. He had very good form at Newcastle, and he did run third to Elton, beaten Sir Elton three lengths last time in. Watch him at number six, Paris in May. 3, 8, 7, and 6.
Penza and Godolphin have the favourite in race 5. $1.95 now, the 5. It's gone $2.25 to $1.95 over the last 90 minutes. Number 4, St Ambrose, because of that move, has drifted from $2.80 out to $3.10.
It's a good thing, I think, Tara, the Animal Kingdom mare. She's had four starts, Andrew, for one win and three thirds. She run third first up here at Newcastle, October 15, behind California Saldo, who goes pretty good. Pulled up with a laceration, but by gee, she ran on good. She was only beaten a length coming from midfield. Loves this place. Three runs at Newcastle, a win and two placings. I think she's a good thing from the one barrier. Second pick, number two, Game of Thorns. A bit of value. May just need another run and may need a shade further. But Chris likes this horse, Chris Lees. And it did run, Andrew, had got the half a length in a listed race at Eagle Farm back in June. So it's well placed here. Number four, St Ambrose, a definite chance for the Freedmans. And number seven, Sir Clooney, won his only start in the bush. 5, 2, 4, and 7.
Race number six, a maiden plate here over the 1850. La Grisa, number eight, is the favourite at $2.60. Two developed at $2.90. And Estraverto, number four, at $4.80.
Best bet of the day, and if she's not a good stayer, I'll turn it up. La Grisa, she's only had the two runs. She's a four-year-old by a reliable man. John O'Shea's got her. And first up at Newcastle, she made up a ton of ground in a 1,400 to get beat a length and a quarter. Then she went to Wyong. The run was enormous. Wyong is not her track. Short run home, no good to her. She wants a big straight like this. And she missed a kick at Wyong, back near last, rocketed home to get beat a length. Today, she goes from 1,600 to 1,850 on a big track as Barrier 1 and Jeff Penta. She was $3 a short time ago. You said she's into about 250 or 260 now. She's a grey mare. I think she's the best bet of the day. She'll be a good stayer. Develop a Japanese